If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Leap year, leap year, oh leap year. One extra day is gonna happen on February 29th. It's a leap year, outside my window. It's a leap year, behind the tree. I wish that you guys could see that I have way too much free time in February. And it's a leap year, outside my window pane.
Every year divisible by 4 is a leap year. Excepting years divisible by 100. 29 days instead of 28. Gregorian calendar. Seriously, I have way too much time on my hands. If your birthday's on the 29th, you get screwed. Everything's gonna be okay. Alright, double cross. It's a leap year.
It's a leap year. Outside my window. It's a leap year. Behind the tree.
It is impossible to overstate just how bad that sucks.
Wait, you're at the studio. Never mind.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
Roll another one.
Smoke weed.
Just like the other one.
Marijuana's bad.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Tina, come get some ham.
Roll.
I got some weed at work today. You don't want to try it out.
Seems to be about to end. I don't have another cent.
Why do you smoke marijuana?
It's really very simple. I smoke it because I enjoy it.
Just pass it around.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Stone today, Sam?
I'm getting stoned every day, every minute, and even though I don't get stoned, I'm stoned, naturally.
Our feature presentation.
That's hard to argue with.
Yeah, good point.
Yes, we don't
have him on enough.
We
have the Armenian comedian on more.
I want his movie to come out and be nominated for an Academy Award. That's what I want.
Best movie ever. Have we been able to put that up online yet? I don't think so.
Well, I'm not sure they want to give it away yet. I think they're still trying to get it distributed.
How could people not be falling over themselves to buy that movie and distribute it?
I agree. I'm with you.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:33, and it is Friday, the 29th of February. Ola.
I'd just like to make an announcement here today, and that is that if the preseason were to end today...
Oh, dear God.
The Mariners would not only be tied for first place, they would be undefeated, ladies and gentlemen, undefeated.
And they'd be in the World Series with the Dodgers, who are also...
Hey, as a matter of fact, they would. Well, no, that's a good point. I think the Angels tied, didn't they, Mike?
I don't pay attention to the...
I think they ended up with a tie.
Substandard bootleg team.
Yeah, it was so exciting to be able to listen to baseball on the radio yesterday. I was so happy.
So that was the first game?
Yeah, I guess.
It was the first game, yeah.
Wow.
First preseason game, yeah.
But
let me tell you what the game. Let me tell you what the game of the day was. Every once in a while, they have bizarre exhibition-type games where you'll play a college club or something like that. And yesterday, the Boston Red Sox played Boston College.
Right. Oh, okay? Really?
Now, what kind of score would you expect out of a game like that?
I would say it would be 15 to nothing.
Yeah.
Red Sox. Well,
it was 24 to nothing, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you got to remember, Boston College is not even like a USC or a Pepperdine, where they're not even a baseball powerhouse. So not only are they college players, they're –
Well, then why did they do that?
Not
why
good
just,
college
Why
players.
Did they just take on retired women?
Because they didn't have to go very far. Exactly.
24
really
to nothing.
Close.
Exactly.
And don't you put in your scrubs when it's 20 to nothing?
Well, here's the thing. There was a little bit of controversy about beating up on the kids. You know what I mean? But they said, look, it's spring training, and we're here to get ready for the season. And they put Josh Beckett up, who was the 20-game winner last year, and he just smoked them. I mean, it was just sad.
And by the way, they probably did put their scrubs in the second inning. You got even the scrubs on a spring training team are still professional baseball
players.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean? They're dominant.
That was pretty hilarious, though, I got to tell you.
It's so funny because I've never heard of a score like that.
Yeah, neither have I. It's so funny because, you know, the Boston College guys, ever since that game has been announced, have been able to pretty much walk around and, you know, strut and puff out their chest and go, yeah, you know, playing the Red Sox, you know. Because until the game is played, they could imagine in their heads, we're just as good as those guys. Seriously, I know they won the World Series and all, but we can take them. And then it had to be very apparent very early that they may have been mismatched.
That's and what all. About all those dreams of the guys on Boston College to play professional baseball?
Yeah.
And walk up and whiff and walk back and go, oh,
I know.
Man.
That's sad.
Anyway, it was that was a pretty funny start, I thought, to the preseason.
The other interesting game yesterday was the Lakers doing a Harlem Globetrotters display against the Miami Heat.
Really?
They're doing that a lot lately, aren't they?
They really are.
But it was almost, like I said, it was almost Harlem Globetrotters-esque where they were doing like playground stuff that you don't even see in normal competition. You know, just like wacky trick plays and Kobe's dunking from like the three-point line.
Yeah, it's good times. I'm got to get one of those flags, I'll tell you.
You do have to get a flag, Kevin. I think that would only be right to show your support for your club.
I only say that because Mike hates it.
I do.
Speaking of Mike, by the way, yesterday Andy Dick was here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And he took a fancy to Mike.
He sure did.
He really wanted Mike.
I got to tell you, I give Mr. Dick, who, for those who don't recognize the name, used to be a very popular comedian / actor. He was on a TV show called News Radio for a lot of years. I got to give him credit because, you know, I fall in love, you know, with chicks the way he fell in love with Mike yesterday, but don't have the guts to just say, come over here and let me grope you. Let me put my hands underneath your clothes and touch you where I want.
Yeah, there's some pretty good photos. I believe we put one up at KRock.com, Kevin and Bean sites.
Okay.
And it's Andy Dick molesting Mike. And apparently you got a lot of flack from your gay friends. What happened?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
What were they telling you?
My gays have been pressing up on me for years, mm-hmm. you know.
Trying to get you to come over to their side.
And no dates for them. No love for them. And
sure.
Now Andy Dick just trots his way into my life, and it's like automatic.
Look, we talked about the power of celebrity.
Yeah.
they just kind of gave me some tips on what to do to make sure everything goes smoothly.
Oh, like what?
Really?
What kind of tip?
Well, you know, stock up on the lube.
Sure.
AIDS still kills.
Does it?
My friend told me.
Okay, that's good.
AIDS still kills.
That's a good tip.
And to get something to bite on.
Oh, dear God. I thought you already had arranged, though, to be the top.
Yeah, you did say that, but then he said we'll have to negotiate.
I thought you already worked that out.
I did, but...
Bring something for him to bite.
They said if he's going to take you out to dinner and buy you dinner, you know there's stuff in your drinks.
Good point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Oh, him so horny. So horny.
It was weird, though, and not just because of the gay aspect. I mean, it was just weird to see anyone come in and go, hey, come over here. I want to rub all over you. I mean, you just don't see that. Andy has no inhibitions whatsoever.
You might not kind of realize how weird it was being, you know, from the island, but it was so strange the first, like, 2 or 3 minutes of the interview. Because he didn't say anything yet, but he just every time you or Kevin would be asking him a question, he would just have this stare at me, and as if he wasn't even listening, and he was kind of like,
"Oh, he wasn't listening." I can guarantee you that.
You can tell that in the interview,
mouthing nasty words to me and like giving me this coming, and I'm like, "What is with this dude?"
And then Mike went around and he put his hand on his pants. Andy Dick did, and Mike like grabs it and says, "Not right here, right now. In the bathroom a little later."
Yeah. Now that really feels good.
Mike seemed to not only be a good sport about it, he seemed to have really enjoyed it.
Oh, no question about that. No question about that. And Andy stayed around after the show.
For quite some time.
About
See
an
what
hour
time Mike got off.
For some more groping. And they're a very happy couple. I'm very happy for Mike.
Yeah.
When is your date?
Finally found the guy that does it for
We
him.
Haven't set a date yet.
Yeah.
But
is this
pretty sure
pretty
it's
soon,
gonna happen.
Yeah.
Tonight?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not
Did
tonight.
He get your number? How'd you guys work that out?
I know he has the email address. Yeah. And,
okay. You know you can block that, though, right?
Luckily, I think that's all he has. Unless Lightning or someone on the show gave him my phone number.
That would be a perfect case scenario.
Right.
He would be never awesome. Stop calling you. Well, I had two thoughts before we move on to talk about today's Kevin Bean Show about Psycho Mike. One is I learned something about Mike yesterday, which is he doesn't care where it comes from as long as it's attention directed toward him.
Right.
Doesn't matter if you're man, woman, or animal. As long as you love Mike, then he's got the time for you,
he's
number
got
one.
A lot in common with you.
Right. And number two is Kevin and I are going to volunteer, and I think I speak for him on this, to be in the video I'm effing Andy Dick if you decide you want to make it.
Yeah. Done. By the way, you know, I was thinking about it last night. Out of all the years I've been dreaming of some man sex for a cast member of News Radio, it's not Joe Rogan. You know, this time it's fine.
That's
it finally
ironic.
Comes to fruition, and it's not Joe Rogan.
You're
the
right.
one guy yeah. I wanted a piece of the butt from.
Well, you can't always get what you want, man.
I know.
Sometimes you got to take what's offered.
Mick you can find sometimes,
right.
Mike.
You
get what you
need.
Well, anyway, it was nice to see a love connection happen in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock yesterday, so congratulations to you two. How did Jenny take it, by the way?
She's like a veteran stripper. She's dead inside. To,
oh,
she's had
that's
to deal
sad.
With, you
yeah.
know, with me. She's
so she was fine. She's like
dead behind the eyes.
Go,
like, whatever.
Be
you
happy.
In your boys' town. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you keep the K-Rock listeners posted on that one.
Find out how the date went over the weekend on Monday. This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we got Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Good.
Yeah.
Talking about Britney pregnant or not,
mm-hmm.
among other things.
I still, like I said yesterday, until TMZ.com reports it, it's not true. That's my policy. Other outlets can say she is, but we need to hear from Harvey what the real deal is.
Either reports it or denies it, one or the other.
Right.
Exactly.
Then we can take that. Movie beat today.
Oh, good.
Friday morning. Semi-Pro comes out.
Yes.
Speaking
yeah.
of which, Semi-Pro red carpet. Ralph got a bunch of interviews with mm-hmm. the cast, so we got that for you this morning. We're also going to talk to Will Ferrell this morning.
Very
How about
cool.
that?
Pretty cool about Semi-Pro. I was talking to Lightning in the other room. I said, boy, he must be exhausted with all the press. He's like, yeah, he tried to cancel. I wouldn't let him.
Really?
So apparently we're going to have Will, but he's not going to be happy.
So
that's good. That's the best case scenario. Rashida Jones on the program today.
All right.
And we got a new song from the dude who allegedly knocked Britney up, Adnan Ghalib.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Yeah. He's doing music now, too?
Yep. Yes, he is.
Everyone's a singer.
And it's excellent. The Hulkster on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that. That's a Bean
yeah.
voice.
I don't know that. Hulkster may not be at home. He may get his machine.
And K-Rock's World Tour 2008 grand prize. We're going to give away a trip to Lisbon, Portugal to see Rage Against the Machine.
That's awesome.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. I believe there's one more chance to qualify.
One more.
What's wrong with you? So that's coming up. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Ralph has joined us with the Showbiz Beat for Friday morning. Hey, what's going on, dude?
Well, before I get to the Showbiz news, I do want to mention this Saturday, tomorrow, the K-Rock Microbrew Festival at Santa Anita Racetrack will be happening yet once again. It's Santa Anita Handicap Day. We'll be at the infield. At Santa Anita Park, the gates open at 10 a.m. The first race is at noon. There'll be 11 different live thoroughbred races you can gamble on. And, of course, 25 different microbreweries you can sample. It's a good time. $5 to get in. Cheap at twice the price, people.
You bet.
Just go. Just go there. It's in Santa Anita, which is, of course, in Arcadia, right off the 210 freeway just east of Pasadena. So come on out. I will be there. Lightning will be there. Lisa May will be there. Psycho Mike will be there. Dave the King of Mexico. Alex Cat Corbett, and of course DJ Omar on the ones and twos.
DJ Omar Khan.
Live band as well. The B Foundation will be playing, so it's a good time, and it's going to be a beautiful day, so come on out and join us.
Kevin and I are not allowed to be there. It's like when the president does a State of the Union address, someone from the cabinet has to stay away just in case there's a catastrophic explosion or something. This way, at least someone survives from the show in the event that Santa Anita is bombed.
Well, Kevin has been banned.
Yeah, that's why he's not there. They won't let him go.
And I wasn't invited.
And we yeah. never bothered to ask you
because
it's fun. It's
right.
a fun event. And you,
yeah.
of course, is where,
I wouldn't
where
care for that.
Fun goes to die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allergic to fun. That's true.
Yeah, so. Here's an interesting news coming out of E! Online that the Los Angeles Police Department is looking into allegations that Britney Spears was the victim of intentional drugging by her manager slash hanger-on Sam Lufty.
No kidding.
Interesting.
You may remember the allegations. Her mother, Lynn Spears, says that Sam gave her controlled substances without her knowledge. And so the LAPD is currently looking into it, deciding whether or not to launch a formal investigation against Lufty and into the situation.
That's how he rolls.
If it were the psychiatric drugs she's supposed to be taking, would that be illegal?
No, not unless it was a different amount.
But if he's doing it and she doesn't know about it, it's still drugging someone.
Yeah. I don't know. LAPD says there's no way she could have done the VMA straight. Looking at her performance, so that's what the hard evidence. They got video evidence saying somebody must have slipped or something.
That is pretty clear.
If I were on that jury, I would say that too.
Watching again last night, they had some special on E or VH1. Maybe it was. Yeah, it was just before Celebrity Rehab.
Britney's most shocking year ever.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Britney's most shocking year ever, and they just went step by step through her nightmare. It was shaving her head and attacking the paparazzi with an umbrella and showing her coochie and just everything. When you look at it en masse,
one right after another,
if you look at it in just a grouping, you say that person should be in a home.
Yeah. It's like a lifetime of bad things all in one year.
But they open and close it with her VMA performance. She just stumbled around the stage, barely lip syncing.
That girl's fat.
Yeah, spectacular.
She doesn't seem to be getting the psychiatric help that she needs. That's the problem, is she really needs to deal with these issues that force her out of her home to go shopping every day and look for whatever it is missing in her life.
Fatty, 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 fatty.
Well, the frontal lobotomy is going to leave scars, so I think they're holding off as long as possible before they have to do it. They don't want to shave her head again.
True.
Speaking of the Spears family, Jamie Lynn Spears is denying her pregnancy.
What?
What?
Yeah.
I thought they already confirmed it.
I think she's in self-denial is what they're saying.
Oh.
Okay. Not to the public.
No. Apparently, Lynn Spears, of course, mom to Jamie Lynn and Brittany, is having to deal with Jamie's meltdown. The Star magazine reports that Jamie Lynn keeps trying to hide her baby bump and is telling everyone in their friends and family that she's not pregnant.
Wow.
Now she's just, boop, just checked out, just denying the whole thing.
Okay, now we got two of them.
Yep, now we got two of them.
Wow. No, that is considered outstanding prenatal care if you just ignore the pregnancy.
La, 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 I'm not pregnant. La, 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 la. She's walking around with her fingers in her ears. Not going to do anybody any good.
It really takes a certain someone.
Speaking of parenting, Charlie Sheen has a favor to ask all of us.
I can guess what that is.
Can you, Lisa May?
Yes.
Then please tell us.
And I will grant him that favor.
All right.
I will not watch Denise Richards' reality show.
He is indeed asking of us all to boycott Denise Richards' new reality show.
I thought he was putting a hit out. Like he was going to offer to pay someone to kill her is what I expected.
Dude, I wonder if he's got some offer on the table.
Maybe on Ryan's head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect case scenario.
He lost his legal appeal to try to get his two daughters off the production that Denise is putting together for a reality show. So now he's saying, look, the best I can do is just hope that no one watches and it's all over as quickly as possible.
I don't think that's going to be much of a problem.
I don't either.
So I guarantee
there's just nothing interesting.
Sounds like
about
a horrible
show. Dying to get a glimpse inside Denise Richards' life.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone really.
It is weird, though. A few years ago, Charlie Sheen wouldn't even have known he had kids or acknowledged their existence, and now he's a dad who actually cares what happens to them. It's just weird to see that boy grow up.
Well, they say nothing changes you more than having kids.
Yeah.
Some people. Sorry, Brittany. And again, it's an all-kids edition of the Showbiz Beat this morning.
All right.
News about Colin Farrell's son. Did you know his 4-year-old son, James, suffers from Angelman syndrome?
I don't know what that is.
Angelman syndrome is a severe learning disorder. It affects only about 1 in 12,000 people.
Okay.
Symptoms include a small head, severe learning difficulties with little or no speech, an unsteady gait, but a happy disposition. Form of retardation. And Colin Farrell's son, James, has been suffering from this, or dealing with it, for 4 years now. And they say Colin is just an amazing parent, is just able to deal with his kid with special needs in a remarkable way. He did a TV show recently, and he said he has been quiet about it, but he wanted to start talking about it because he didn't want the public to interpret his silence regarding his son's illness as shame. He said his son is a celebration, nothing but a gift, and they're having a great life together. So, again, here's a guy you wouldn't think would step up to the plate, known pretty much as a party boy and a womanizer, and now he's taking care of his kid who's got a severe...
How about that?
Learning disorder, so it's kind of nice to hear.
He may have also been the first person to ever use the word chuffed on an Academy Awards telecast this past week.
It's true. Don't get a lot of chuffing on the Oscars. And to finish out my all-kids edition of the Showbiz Beat, Jennifer Aniston has found a way to have kids.
10 years from now.
What?
Huh? According to Star Magazine, she's about to turn 40, so she's decided to freeze her eggs. This way, if she meets someone eventually who will have her after Brad Pitt soiled her and cast her aside, and she still wants to have kids, she can use that option by pulling out the old frosty freezy eggs.
Well, that's increasingly common, I guess, as a way to plan for the future.
And it's more simple than ever, the technology. Apparently, you take the eggs, you put them in your toaster oven.
Is that right?
Set them for 350, throw in some sperm, boom, baby.
That's it, huh? That's all there is. Wow.
How do you throw in?
It's like an Eggo. It's like making an Eggo. You just put it right in the toaster.
That's simple.
Yeah. What's he doing?
I'm just thinking why a woman like Jennifer Aniston would do that as opposed to just recruiting someone to have a baby with. Like a lot of people do now, like finding someone that she feels would be a good father.
Maybe she wants the whole package. Maybe she wants husband and father.
And can't you take your eggs and have them implanted in somebody else to carry?
Yes, which, as you know, Lisa May, is what we believe should be done with hot chicks.
That's our recommendation.
Absolutely.
But I mean, if she's 50, she might go with that option, but then it would still be her baby, you know, biologically.
Maybe she doesn't want to be a single mother, is what I'm saying, Psycho Mike. Maybe she wants a father. She would like to be in love and have a husband and a father.
No, I hear that. I'm just thinking a woman like who is so financially sound and she seems to have a level head. I don't understand why she didn't just buy one? I don't understand why it's even a problem.
Angelina Jolie.
Mom, you know, I mean, never mind. All right.
What are you supposed to do? Buy a man to be with who loves her?
It's very common. You find someone that you think has, you know, DNA that you think is top notch.
Mike is offering himself. Let me just read between the lines here.
Mike doesn't know why she needs a guy.
I think she's waiting
to have a husband. But some people really feel strongly about having
some people
two
believe.
For a
I know
baby.
It's a crazy idea, but that a mother and a father in a nuclear family
is
the best way to raise a child.
I agree.
Well, then shut the F up.
And what are you arguing about?
Because it seems to be that the deleterious effects of having your eggs frozen and then saved for some other, like, science experiment. It seems that why not just have a dude take his milkshake and, you know, give it to you later, you know, through a Petri dish. And you're done.
Mike, step away from the microphone, would you please?
Oh, how do you feel strongly about this one if she doesn't want to do it? What do you want from her?
Seriously putting a moratorium on Mike talking during
the show. What's wrong with him?
Unless Gene Simmons stops by, I don't think
I don't even think I want him to stop by.
Hey, Psycho Mike, you douchebag. Shut the hell up.
Yes.
Creep, mother! I hate your
shit.
Not up for it today, you
asshole. Not today.
We need that girl to call us back.
Not today.
We need that girl to call us back.
Not up for it today.
To let us know what was going on that day and what Mike did. Yeah. I would love that.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ooh.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Week. Yeah.
They got Ja Rule. He's 32.
Okay.
Sort of, right?
Yeah.
They got Dennis Farina.
These are leaplings today, huh? These are people who have the February 29th birthday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No wonder it's so whack, as the kids say. Dennis Farina, who was on Law & Order.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Pot face, that guy?
Yeah, mustache, pockmarked face guy. 64 years old today. Antonio Sabato Jr.
Oh, wow.
Don't know if that should make the list or not.
He's 36 years old today. Alex Rocco from The Godfather played Mo Green. Alex Rocco?
No.
You know what's cool about Alex Rocco? A little story about Alex Rocco. Kevin's going to hate this because that has to do with an old movie. But there's The Godfather, right?
Right.
And remember the scene in The Godfather? And Alex Rocco played Mo Green in The Godfather. The guy gets shot in the eye while he's on a massage table.
Yes. You
know the guy I'm talking about?
Yes.
There's a scene in The Godfather where this movie studio executive won't give Don Corleone what he wants, so he's got this prize racehorse, and they chop the head off the racehorse, and they put it in his bed, and he wakes up with the horse's head next to him covered in blood.
Right.
It's like a $3 million horse that somebody kills,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, spectacular. Great moment. Anyway, there's a new commercial now for the Audi R8 or whatever it is. It says luxury is taking over, and it's the same house from The Godfather, and the guy wakes up with motor oil over his hands, and he looks and hits the front of his, like, Mercedes or something that's been chopped off, and he's sleeping next to it. That's Alex Rocco,
the actor from The Godfather.
So it all comes full circle.
How funny.
So there you go. A little Alex Rocco trivia. Never has Alex Rocco been talked more about in the history of show business.
Nor will he be again.
Right now for the past 3 minutes.
How's his career 1972 versus 2008, though, if he's in The Godfather in the first one and in a commercial for Audi in the second?
Now he's doing a parody about The Godfather in a commercial. Alex Rocco. We should have him in.
Nope.
We should talk about Alex.
He's had quite the career.
Alex Rocco's had quite a career.
Let me think. No.
Can we talk to his drummer's wife?
He was in a great TV series with John Cryer, our buddy John Cryer, called the legendary
I can't believe you don't shut up.
Teddy Z.
Look, I know it worked with David Naughton and all. We were able to get him by the end of the show, but let's not hold out for Alex Rocco
Alex,
today.
Call
all right?
in. Call in. You're 82 years old today. Call in if you're up at 6 a.m. listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Alex. Call in.
Shut up,
he's 82?
He's 82 years
wow.
old.
Wow. Yeah, he can't hear.
He can't call.
Oh, how... You people. You know, maybe you're going to be old someday.
Call.
No, I know. You're going to be old someday.
I'm going to take myself out.
And you don't want people saying you can't call.
Really? That's going to be my complaint?
Hey, I'm still a person. God damn it. I can make a phone call. That's what you'll say.
All right.
From the home as they're wiping your chin.
That's not what they're going to be wiping.
What the? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
About an hour from now, a little more maybe, we're going to make a phone call that's going to go something like this. Hey, Kevin, let's send someone to Portugal to see Rage Against the Machine. All right, Bean, I'll dial it right up. Oh, wow, there's no one home. What a shame.
Let's leave a message.
We got the answering machine. Let's leave a message. That'll be good radio. Here's what we're saying, people. Listen to us, all right? If you've qualified for the trip to Rage, Destination number 8 of the K-Rock World Tour 2008, or if you qualify later this hour and we give you that last final chance, go ahead and be at the phone number that you gave us when we asked where you're going to be Friday morning at 7:20, all right? Thank you. Back to you.
You get so annoyed.
Too many answering machine messages lately.
Yeah, I
I'm
know.
Just saying. I'm just saying.
Sometimes people are in a place where it doesn't matter that they know you're going to call. They can't answer.
That's true, but there are only about probably 25 qualifiers. That's about it, right? I mean, you got a pretty decent chance comparatively.
Yes. True.
All right, let's talk about the moment of truth. This happened earlier this week, and this is the show where they ask you questions in a lie detector, mm-hmm. and they figure out if you're telling the truth or not mm-hmm. before the show.
The show is not questions. For me, I will tell you that, but it has turned into a pretty respectable size hit for the Fox Network.
Yeah, I don't. I dislike the people that are on it, though, because they're – well, you'll hear. This girl is on the show, and the first 14 questions are kind of boring.
Okay. So we don't have those.
No. So that we get to question 15. Now, the girl is on stage. Her husband of 2 years is sitting just to her right, and family, dad, sister, people like that. They're all sitting right there.
Okay.
So the host, Mark Wahlberg, is trying desperately to talk her out of this, because if you answer a certain amount of questions, you get $100,000, which is what she was going for. Then you got to answer three more, you get $200,000. And I think it goes up to $500,000. But he was trying in every way he could to say, I'm looking at the question. Listen to me. You don't want this.
Where was she in terms of getting money?
She was on question 15, so this is for the $100,000.
Okay.
Wow.
And if she doesn't answer that, she gets nothing?
She gets zero.
Oh.
That's how the show works, is
all
you
right.
can run the table. You can get all the money as long as your answer always matches what the lie detector says.
Right.
So it's really up to you how bad a person you want to appear to be.
That's
is
the point.
Directly equivalent to how much money you'll walk away with.
That's gotcha. The point. I think these people have to be actors.
But they can't be, because they still have a lie detector machine in front of them. They
yeah,
have to be telling
yes.
the truth.
I can't.
So you can't beat it.
All right, Mark Wahlberg. And by the way, there's the button that you can hit if you don't want to hear the answer. You can do that one time, just because you want to be spared from that truth. Whatever.
You mean
it may
the
be.
Persons
the,
that are
the
listening,
husband,
the family, or whatever?
The family.
Oh, okay.
Anybody can hit the button that wants to. That skips one question, and then you have to go on. If
okay.
you want. So Mark Wahlberg is talking to her, and he's saying,
"Now I'm ready for number 15."
I don't think you really are ready for number 15, but if you want it, I'm going to give it to you.
You're making this worse than it is.
I don't think I can make this worse than it is.
Have you ever heard of a host trying to talk somebody out of it more?
No.
Seriously, you don't want to go for the money.
But
I'm telling you right now.
She's got to do that question, because she gets nothing if she doesn't do that question.
Well, you can walk away at any time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but no,
right,
you
Kevin?
Said she has to answer the first 15.
I think she had...
before she gets 100,000.
I think she had maybe 50,000. I don't know. Maybe she could have.
Oh,
I don't know how it works.
Okay.
But this is question 15, and this is for $100,000.
And this question will not be asked by me. It's by a surprise guest.
Oh, my.
Lauren, can you tell everybody who this is?
I can't speak right now, so...
This is your ex-boyfriend, Frank. Frank has a question for you, and I hope this $100,000, if you win it, is worth this question.
If I wanted to get back together with you, would you leave your husband?
Now, the husband's sitting right there.
Oh.
That question is a devastating question.
Of course.
You could avoid this right now by hitting the button, Frank.
Oh, no. I
want
to hear it.
No?
Okay, so he says to
he
the husband,
to
you can avoid this if you want to. The husband doesn't ring the bell, but the sister does. She reaches out and hits the bell, so she doesn't have to say, if he wants to get back together with her, would she leave her husband?
So the sister's basically trying to save their marriage, the pain and embarrassment of that information coming out, if she were to say yes.
So that question gets skipped, and they move on to another question.
Do you believe...
By the ex-boyfriend again, by the way.
Oh.
He stays out, and they ask another question with the husband sitting right there.
Do you believe I'm the man you should be married to?
Want to be honest and say yes.
It's like Jerry Springer.
That answer is true.
Oh! Okay, so...
Now, haven't they only been married 2 years
Kevin? 2 years. So if I wanted to, would you leave your husband? They dinged it. Then am I the guy that you should be married to? She says yes. Husband sitting right there.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Face in his hands. So then they move on to question 16 because she wants to keep going. Every step of the way, he says, listen, these are only going to get more tough. You should... Every step of the way.
$100,000 now.
Yes. Okay. She can walk away with $100,000
now. Jeez.
No.
Question 16. Since you've been married, have you ever had sexual relations with someone other than your husband?
2 years.
I'm going to have to say yes.
That answer is true.
Hey, listen to the people applauding.
I know. It's so bizarre.
First the people go, then they go, yeah. You won the money. Good job.
Why are people applauding for that?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously.
Because she wants some money.
Well, now, what's the husband doing at this point?
The husband is pretty much, he's still got his, face in his hands, and he's leaning forward, and,
It has to be the saddest, most embarrassing moment, and at least it's not on national television in a show that airs opposite American Idol.
Exactly.
I mean, opposite after American Idol, so it has a huge audience.
$100,000 she's got, but, again, Mark Wahlberg warns her.
One mistake, you lose it all. Do you think you're a good person?
Honestly, I think I am a good person.
So your answer is?
Yes.
That answer is...
It's true. It's true.
False.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That was her dad saying it's true, it's true.
Uh-huh.
The answer was false. She doesn't get a penny.
Now, that's a tough yes-no question, by the way, because I think most of us think there are areas of our life where we are good people and some areas where we could use some improvement. I mean, that seems like a tough one to answer.
Well,
yes,
apparently
no.
There was enough of a conflict going on.
When
in
you're
her.
Actively cheating on your husband, I don't think it's that tough.
And then she went on to explain, which cracked me up. She was talking to Mark Wahlberg after she got nothing. She didn't get anything from the show after telling her husband all that stuff.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, after I stole that money, I feel like I'm a pretty good person. And nobody asked her about stealing money.
any idea what the ride home was like after taping that episode?
Mark Wahlberg goes over to, he's like, why don't you go hang out with your family? And she walks over there and they're all just kind of keeping their distance and he's keeping his distance. Not a penny.
Nobody drove her home.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be too broken up if that marriage busts after that show, to tell you the truth.
But I found myself filled with hate for her.
You should be.
Of course.
Filled with hate. It's like the Jerry Springer crowd now that's going on there.
Yeah.
How much damage are you willing to do for money?
Apparently a lot.
All is correct.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office when you were on the outside office, not the one, main one?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I think we've heard enough of that one, probably.
I think Rashida Jones, the beautiful actress who played Karen on The Office, who will be on our show just after 8 o'clock this morning, I think she won round one. But I suspect Kevin has been in training, and he is prepared for the rematch this morning.
You would think?
I think you're coming back with something strong, man. I don't know what you've got up your sleeve, but I have a feeling you are not going to let that stand, man.
The Rashida Jones disaster?
Exactly.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. That is the phone number, 24 hours a day.
So at Santa Anita, there's a $1 million handicap. How do I get put into the drawing?
Oh, it's good to hear from Eli Manning in the offseason.
People are going to hell.
Hey, want to hear my impression of Psycho Mike listening to Ralph do the showbiz beat? Hey, how was the up with him laughing like that?
It gets Mike on the air when we don't ask him to. That's why he does it.
Ralph, who lives in Hollywood, is a huge fan of the LA Marathon.
Loves it.
Very excited about that time of year.
Hey, Ralph. You laid in enough food and supplies to survive the LA Marathon? Huh? Just coming up.
I got to agree with Ralph. I used to live on Rossmore Avenue, which is right in Hollywood, right about the halfway point, almost exactly the halfway point of the marathon. And even though you really are only stuck in your house for like 5 hours, for some reason, every minute of that 5 hours, you have so many urgent places you must go to. Even if ordinarily you would stay home,
yeah,
you just have to go. And you can't because you're all boxed in because of the marathon route.
That house was $5 for 5 minutes, right?
No.
Remember that?
I do remember.
Right outside that house.
I would see those girls.
I know
actually,
the one you're talking about.
That was actually my place down in Argyle is where they used to have the $5 for 5 minutes.
$5 for 5 minutes.
I got to tell you, that was sometimes worth it in the morning if you left a little early.
Oh, dear God, help us all. We have been offered bribes before. This one I'm not sure we're going to be able to turn down.
I will shave all of your balls, even yours, Lisa May, if you would just give me a ticket to see Rage Against the Machine. I will shave your balls, please.
I don't get that.
Because
that doesn't make me
want
to give him tickets.
No, not at all.
This woman is very, very funny.
Hi, I just want to let you guys know that I think Dean is so incredibly attractive, and everything about him is wonderful. I can't stand the way that you guys pick on him. I think that he would be the best boy ever. Thanks, bye.
Exactly. Thank you very much for
that. Has she seen a photo?
She's
that doesn't matter.
Funny, serious.
It doesn't matter.
Come on. We were talking yesterday about The Rock and how he's going to be in a movie about the Tooth Fairy. He's going to star as the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, you guys are just talking about Rock as the Tooth Fairy. What about me as the Blog Fairy?
Good.
Good, I like that.
We were also talking about ridiculously stupid stickers on the outside of your car.
Mm-hmm.
My brother has an 89 Nissan Maxima. Not only does he have stickers up the bumper that say, Data band member, no strings attached, or horn players know how to blow.
Sure.
On the side of his window, he has, what else? A Jedi sticker. What a douche.
Well, maybe one of you was adopted and you're not really related.
I like meat.
Hey, I get it. When the girl says she likes meat, instead of interpreting it as hamburger meat or beef,
right,
you guys interpret it as man meat.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Too late for it. I got it.
That's how we roll.
Sure.
We roll with the comedy.
Okay, so I know you guys are probably working on the inevitable I'm F***ing Matt Damon, Ben Affleck parody song for your own show. And I was trying to think of, you know, who you could have on there. And first thing that came to mind is Dave is F***ing Double D. But unfortunately, that one's actually true, and it's not as funny when it's true.
Yeah.
And so then I thought about Psycho Mike's wife, Tony Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. But again, same problem.
Sure.
And then I thought about being F***ing cheap, but same problem. So I rack my brain.
Oh.
Ralph Garman, you need to sing I'm F***ing Bill Shatner.
If he could with Bill Shatner, he would.
Yes.
He would. I think we established today that Mike is effing Andy Dick. I think it's probably the song that we're gonna have to. You've seen I'm effing Seth Rogen that's out there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You've seen that one, yeah. I think the parodies are coming fast and furious now.
But again, it's not a parody if you do Mike and Andy Dick.
That's true, because that will happen.
It won't be
that's
by just, the end of the weekend.
That's truth. 631, you can call anytime, 5201. I almost, listen to this, I almost said 1KFI.
Ah! Are
why?
You
I don't know. Where did that come from?
I don't have any idea. I'm fascinated with that. 323-520-AFRO.
AFRO, that's right. Whew. Say hi to Bill Hayden.
Oh, my God.
I have got to stop drinking.
Terrible news yesterday on Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Well,
just
if it's true.
Terrible news.
Yeah, if it's true.
He reported that, according to Star Magazine, Adnan Galib, who is the paparazzo, who somehow has become the boyfriend, I guess you could say, of Britney Spears, is telling friends that she is pregnant. And nobody needs that, right?
Well, certainly not.
No.
So we thought, look, we can speculate and we can go through the tabloids and we can say, you know, who's saying what and when, or we can go straight to the source. And I believe we have Mr. Galib on the line with us right now. Good morning, Adnan.
Hey, du bro, my friends, huh? Good morning. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Adnan.
Hey, bitch.
What?
What?
What'd you just
What's
say?
Up, my baby? Hey, bitch, how you doing, huh? That's right.
What?
Huh?
What's wrong with you?
What,
That's
bro?
Just rude.
Dude, bro. Hey, what, woman, bitch, huh?
I'm not, for folks, first of all, can you turn down the music? Is that possible so we can hear you?
Omar!
Wait a minute. Omar's with you?
Of course, baby doll, huh?
That's weird.
That's right, my all friend, right. Huh? Dude, bro.
Now, for folks who have trouble...
Wait, you need Nano, by the way? iPod Nano. I got a good deal, huh?
No, we don't.
No, we're
iPod
not
Nano,
in the
baby. iPod Nano. Come on, my friend.
We don't need an iPod. We're calling to talk to you about the Britney situation. Now, for folks who maybe can't keep straight all the players that move in and out of Britney's life, you are a paparazzo,
That's right.
Now you don't take pictures as a job of Britney anymore. You just bang her, right?
That's right. You know, I am Prince of Persia. Everybody wants me, huh? Yeah, baby.
Now, you're the one that's being quoted as saying she's pregnant with your baby.
That's how I roll. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dear God, I hope
baby,
that's not
big true. Time potent downstairs, baby doll. Uh-huh. Charm this snake. That's how I roll. Modern day Aladdin is what they call me. That's right, baby doll. Uh-huh, my friend.
Who calls you that?
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Who's they?
Yeah. That's what they say.
Who's they?
Nothing, bitch, my friend. Dude, bro.
One friend of Adnan's
hey,
tells...
Hey, by the way, what's your mortgage look like? Your mortgage good, huh?
It's fine.
Mortgage we're good,
not,
huh?
Why? We're not calling to refinance. That's not why we have you
okay,
on the line.
Okay, I got good deal, my friend. Good deal, my friend, huh? Gift certificate to Chili's?
No.
No. We just want to talk. We want to talk to you about the Britney situation. We don't want to buy anything. We don't want to refinance. Just listen to us, all right?
Okay, it's good, huh?
Star Magazine says one friend of yours, Adnan, tells the magazine, Britney is Adnan's dream come true. He knows that if he has a child with Britney, he'll be made for life. Is that what this is about, as a way to get your claws in and get some of that sweet Kevin Federline cash?
I look at it as a deal if, you know, we both lose. We both lose if we don't make baby. You know what I'm saying?
No.
How does Britney lose?
How does she lose if you don't make a baby?
Because
with
her? She doesn't have sweet Prince of Persia inside her baba.
I see.
And I don't get the cashish.
The money, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The scratch, scratch paper. That's how I roll, huh?
Right.
You need look, laser pointer? Laser pointer. I got high-def laser pointer. No. Good.
What's a high-def laser pointer?
It's better than low-def.
I don't even know that.
Kevin, don't ask.
All right, I'll take one of those.
All right, good time.
Put that on my bill.
Good time. Ah, yeah, my friend.
How about
look?
Bro. Does Britney, shouldn't she not be having children? She's already lost custody of the two children she has. Why would anyone want her to get pregnant again?
How many babies she have already?
Two.
Just two.
And she's what, 25, 26?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
But she lost them both.
My aunt Roshaf and my cousin Torshag, they are 14 years old, 22 baby. You know, and we consider them lazy. Okay?
Oh, wow.
So don't tell me about that Britney don't need another baby. Okay, when right. I want to deliver the goods, it's time.
I see.
I don't care what bitch think. Okay?
Okay. Wow. So in your culture...
Bitch don't tell me what to do.
Okay. So in your culture, bro. Having as many babies as possible is considered a positive.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So what do you do, by the way, besides sell stuff off that fell off the back of a truck? I mean, you don't take pictures anymore. How do you spend all your time?
I make music. You know what I'm saying?
You make music.
I paint.
What?
I'm a jack of many things. Okay?
You're a renaissance man.
I am a renaissance man.
What music do you do? I've not heard anything from you.
Adnan Galib, baby, R&B sensation.
Mm-mm.
When it comes to the R&B hits, I stock them deep in Southern.
How do you stock
easy
them?
For you to say.
Mark that tape, Kevin. It's Moments with Adnan.
Hey, tell Omar to shut up.
Omar!
Kind of ruins
Omar!
The whole thing.
Hey, right, by the way, before you play my song, which is where this is obviously going.
Wait a minute. We have a song from you?
Yes, my friend. Lightning, my friend. Lightning, good deal. I trade him two CB radio and high-def monitor for some shirts, you know, that say Pride on them. He's my boy.
I see. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We make good deal on the side.
Okay.
So I said to him, hey, Adnan G, R&B sensation. You want some of my music? I give you MP3. Good deal. So I send him over MP3. Good deal. Mm-hmm. You have it over there, my friend. Okay, bitch?
What's the name of it?
It's called Dude Bro.
Dude
That's
Bro
what? It's called.
What?
Dude Bro.
Dude Bro.
That's the title of the song?
Dude Bro.
No, it's all not right. The title of the song.
Dude, bro.
It is the title.
Bro.
All right, here we go.
Bitch.
World premiere.
Yeah. That's right, bro. They call me Adnan G.
No, they don't.
It's not your imagination, bitches. It is getting hot in here. I got that big screen, I got the Bluetooth, I eat a bully, I love the couscous. That's right, bro, you know it, bro, my friend. Adnan Galib.
Leib with a capital G. I'm the number one paparazzi. I make it rain all day and I play them hoes like they were just a game of Yahtzee. Not a Nazi. I'm a Persian player from the west side.
With leopard skin seats on my ride. Yeah, bro.
Custom made goatee makes me look fresh. Hair up on my chest, cause you know I am the best, baby. Don't mean maybe, got a gold plate on Mercedes. Sometimes it's cool, water or dry car for the ladies.
I sell you gold chain, I do your refi. I got the laptop set up with Wi-Fi. That's right, bro, you know it, bro, bro, bro.
My friend,
hey, Ron.
Everybody in the house, throw your cell phone in the air and say, bro.
You like that? Sweet sounds of Adnan G, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. You like that, huh? Rita
May?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 6:56 Friday morning, the 29th of February, all of the final day of the month. You know that means. You know what that means coming on Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Why don't you tell
March?
Us?
Yeah, you tell us, Bean.
I can't really do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Sure.
Come on, Bean.
See how that works.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
What is it, Bean?
I can't believe you. I'm not good.
What month is coming up? What month is
But you've really, you've got the.
What
the style.
Monday night?
March chicka pow pow.
Good enough.
Starting Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Yeah. Before I get to the showbiz news, let's talk about tomorrow, shall we? Okay. Listen, people, you've been trapped in your homes. You've been holed up, avoiding the rain and the cold weather for what seems like months now.
Month?
It's time to get out. In the sunshine. Celebrate the God-given rights to gamble and drink. Do it with us tomorrow at the Santa Anita Racetrack in Arcadia, California, just east of Pasadena, right off the 10 or the 210 freeways. At the infield at Santa Anita Racetrack, we will be there celebrating the K-Rock Microbrew Festival and Santa Anita Handicap Day. And I think it's great they bring out the handicap to give them a day in the sunshine, it's, let them gamble, let them drink.
It's not,
look how great it would be to be in a wheelchair. You could drink all you want.
It's not about
and
that.
And it doesn't matter. You're not going to fall down. You're already in a chair. You're already seated. And they put you in one
it's
of those cool
kind
vans
of
with a forklift, and they put you in, they drive you home. Mm. You can just get blasted when you're handicapped.
I don't think handicapping is what you're thinking it is.
Whoa.
That is not very nice. I have a nephew who's retarded, and he has to wear a helmet.
11 different thoroughbred races you can gamble on starting at noon. 25 different microbreweries you can sample the wares of. It all starts at 10 a.m. That's when the gates open. It's only $5 to get in. I will be there. Lisa May will be there. Lightning will be there. Psycho Mike, unfortunately, will be there. Dave, the King of Mexico, will be there. Sister and producer Alex, Cat Corbett, DJ Omar, and the ones
DJ Omar Khan.
Live music from the band, the B Foundation. And you get a free goddamn digital alarm clock.
All right.
What more do we have to do, people? What more do we have to do? So come on out. It's going to be a blast.
Lower the price. How did people pay $5?
How do they manage that? Oh, I don't know. Sell some blood. Find a way to scratch up $5 and come out and join us.
Or any other fluid.
Did you watch American Idol last night, Kevin?
No.
Oh.
No.
Very exciting voting results show.
Nope.
Elena Whitaker of Tulsa, she got the boot.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. She's one of my favorites.
She cried like a baby.
Oh, good.
Cried like a bitch.
Good.
Cried, cried, cried. Cried like a 16-year-old girl whose dreams had been crushed. Oh, wait a minute. That's what she is. Yeah.
She's like, I can't sing. It's going to sound horrible. I can't sing.
They make you sing one last time before you
oh,
leave.
I know. That's the best.
The cruelest part of American Idol.
That is cruel.
When you're just in shock and they shove a microphone in your face and say, hey, sing, monkey, sing.
By the way, she couldn't have done much worse than she did in the performance that got her eliminated from the show either.
I think she sounded better through her sobs than she did when she originally sang the song. Alexandria Lushington.
Yeah.
That's a name?
Her name is Alexandria, but she pronounces it Alexandria.
Oh,
well,
dear God.
She's, you know.
You know.
Yeah.
She got the boot, as did Jason Yeager, who was so forgettable. My wife and I said, which one was Jason Yeager? And we looked at him and said, what did he say? Has he been, who is he?
Has he
is
been
he,
on yet?
Is he a stagehand? Somebody just wandered onto the set.
That's too bad.
And Robbie Carrico, my favorite of the idols, because he's the one with the wig.
All right.
Trying to be a rocker.
Wouldn't admit it or whatever.
They booted hairdo. He was a boy band singer who dated Britney Spears briefly.
Really?
And then he came on the show and was like, I'm here to represent the rock and roll. Woo! And he grew a beard and put a wig on. And Simon kept saying, There's something inauthentic about you. Just his way of saying, your wig looks horrible.
Yeah.
So that's four people who were booted off Idol last night.
All good choices, by the way.
Absolutely.
Not sorry to see any of them go.
Can't wait till next week when there's 17 new Idols.
Very excited. Beatles next week, Kevin.
Oh,
yeah.
Two of my favorite things.
Miley Cyrus is a good little girl, and apparently her parents want to keep it that way. The National Enquirer reports that Miley Cyrus ran into Lindsay Lohan on Oscar night at one of the parties. And the 15-year-old phenomenon was chatting with Lindsay, and Lindsay gave her phone number. Said, you should get in touch with me. We'll hang out. Mm. So Billy Ray and Tish Cyrus, her folks, immediately made Miley erase it out of her cell phone.
That's funny.
It's brilliant.
They may not think that Lindsay Lohan is the best influence for their little girl. Mm. And they may have a point.
Yeah.
Not that she isn't fully in control of her career and her faculties, but...
Yeah. Hey, Ralph, have you talked to your dad, Hef, lately?
I have not talked to Hef, but my next story is regarding Hef.
Back to you.
And Lindsay Lohan. Apparently, as you can imagine, Hef is a little cheesed that New York Magazine printed Lindsay Lohan's topless pictures. Because you've had to think, if you're Hef, and you love putting celebrities with their tops off in a magazine, you want to be the guy that that does that.
I guess that would make sense, right?
So Hef has stepped up to the plate and is offering Lindsay Lohan yet another opportunity to copy her role model, Marilyn Monroe. He wants to give her the chance to reenact her famous nude swim scene from Something's Gotta Give, the movie she was filming when she died. It was the unfinished film that she made.
Okay.
There's a famous scene where she's skinny dipping with Dean Martin in the pool. She's looking very naked and sexy.
Is Dean Martin available?
Dean is no longer available. No. So Hef wants to shoot a photo shoot replicating that scene and put that in his magazine. No word on Lindsay's camp whether she's willing to appear in Playboy or not.
I'd be in
How much?
That.
I wonder would they pay her for that.
She sure could use the
Does
money.
Does New York publish topless photos?
No,
usually?
New York Magazine is a very... It's like Los Angeles Magazine. It's a,
right.
It's a,
yeah.
Sort of a high-end magazine.
It's weird that they did that.
Artsy.
Yeah.
But it's just so shocking that she didn't make a penny off those New York photos.
Yeah. She did it just for the nookie, I guess.
That's what I hear.
That's what I hear. This is sad news.
What?
You know Valerie Bertinelli?
Yeah.
Sure.
Julie Finn.
She was on One Day at a Time, and then she did all those I'm Fat commercials.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it pays to be fat in Hollywood. Actually, it pays
fat girls, fat.
Pays to be fat and then have lost weight in Hollywood.
It totally does.
Just announced yesterday that CBS has signed a deal with her for her own new talk show, her own new daytime talk show.
Really?
Valerie Bertinelli talks about being fat.
Is she the one that was married to Eddie Van Halen?
Eddie Van Halen, that's right. Yeah. So apparently her...
don't need that.
Commercials are so successful, they're giving her own talk show, which, you know, is directly correlated.
Sure.
If you can be in a commercial for Jenny Craig, you certainly can run a talk show.
Is it all going to be about losing weight
skills,
every day?
I think it will be. Just be her counting calories and weighing rice.
And Marilyn like advice.
Yes, and Marilyn advice.
And weighing rice.
I got a lot of bad news.
Yeah.
You ready for some bad news?
Sure.
Here's
a little more bad news. Remember I mentioned earlier this week that they're having the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Happens a week from Monday. And I mentioned that Tom Hanks was going to be inducting a band called the Dave Clark Five, which was one of those British invasion bands of the early 60s, around the time of the Beatles.
Right.
Huge band.
Dave Clark Five was as popular as the Beatles were in the early 60s.
Really?
They were that massive.
Wow.
A bunch of big hits, and they were sort of the competitors for the throne of the Beatles of that era.
How'd that work out for them?
Pretty well, I guess, in the 60s. Not so much now. The lead singer, Mike Smith, of the Dave Clark Five, died yesterday.
Oh!
Oh!
No.
He died of pneumonia at the age of 64.
Oh.
A week out from being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That blows. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Here's the thing
sweet.
About Mike. An accident, a car accident in 2003 left him paralyzed from the rib cage down.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he was prone to having problems with chest and respiratory infections.
Wow.
And the pneumonia took his life yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Sad ending.
Yeah.
Couldn't have waited a week.
That's not going to be a fun ceremony for the rest of the band, I'm guessing.
No.
Geez, wish Mike was here. And Mike could have got a deal at Handicap Day at Sanity Racetrack. He could have had two,
not that kind of handicap,
two
Ralph.
Good weekends. That's what I'm saying.
You don't want the cripples to be able to come to the racetrack. Is that what you're saying, Kevin?
I'm saying handicap. Oh, never mind.
And bad news for me personally. Daily Variety magazine has announced there's a new movie in the works.
Yes.
A comedy starring country music star Toby Keith.
Oh, you love that guy. The guy that puts his foot up your ass?
Called Beer for My Horses.
Shut up!
Come on, that's a song title.
It's one of his songs.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I was making that up. Okay.
And he will star with Rodney Carrington.
Who's that?
It was another one of those blue-collar, redneck comedy tour dudes.
Oh, Lord.
No.
And a country western singer in his own right. They will play small-town deputies whose girlfriends get kidnapped by evil drug lords, and they have to get them back.
That sounds unnecessary.
Are they going to have to go to the big city?
Oh, Lisa, yes.
And their quaint ways, no one gets.
They're sure to be confused by their country ways with the big city folk.
And are they going to learn a lesson?
Awesome. Not before they do a lot of farting, I bet. Then they'll learn their lesson. Once they're all farted out. The movie co-stars Willie Nelson and Ted Nugent.
Oh.
Well, of course it does.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Best movie ever.
It's the worst movie ever.
Right. Both for the same reason.
And I'm getting hives just talking about it.
Is Larry the Cable Guy going to make a very funny cameo?
He's got to. How do they make that movie without putting him in it?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So, wish I was Mike Smith of the Dave Clark Five right about now.
Ralph, we can put in a request to get you on the red carpet for that one, the Beer for My Horses premiere, if you want.
I think I already know the answers to all the questions I'd want to ask on that show. Why won't you die? Would be the question I'd ask over and over again on that red carpet. Today's celebrity birthdays, Dennis Farina. He was on Law & Order and many other feature films. You know what he was great in? Midnight Run.
He was in that?
Yeah. I know that one.
Yeah. He is 64 years old today. Anthony Sabato Jr. turns 36, and Ja Rule turns 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph's got the movie beat for you next hour, but a little preview of a film called Semi-Pro that opens up today. Ralph, you were on the red carpet with the stars in Hollywood recently.
I did get a chance to talk to the cast and gang who put that movie together, and I'll tell you something. Semi-Pro, we'll talk more about the movie beat, but one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long, long time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good news.
It really is. It's been so long since we've had a good grown-up adult comedy where they just swear and curse and a lot of adult themes, and it's just a strong R comedy for grown-ups. I had a chance to be on the red carpet, and I talked to the cast as they arrived for the premiere. And I got to tell you, to a person, everyone on the cast was just couldn't have been nicer.
Very cool.
First and foremost, I talked to Andre Benjamin. Couldn't be a nicer guy. Andre, of course, Andre 3000 from Outkast, but now a successful actor in his own right.
And good at it.
And very good at it. And he's terrific in this film. And I was curious. I had seen the film before I was on the red carpet, and I was curious to ask Andre about working with Will, because Will's famous for being an improviser. And Andre not being a very experienced actor, he's good, but he hasn't done a lot.
Think it would throw him?
That's what I was curious about, so that's what we started talking about.
Is it hard working with Will, who's known to, you know, improvise from take to take, throw you something new every time? Is that challenging, or was it fun? How did you feel?
No, it was fun, actually. When I had to audition for the movie, I had to audition with Will in the room. So once I got over that nervousness, I knew, you know, we're all just having fun here. And improv is all about, you know, what you feel at the time, and, you know, it was cool.
Are you really that good a basketball player, or do they make you just look good in the movie?
No, I'm not that good.
You look like you know what you're doing out there.
Well, everything that you see in the movie is all I got.
That's all he's got.
Oh, I see. Black man has to be the athlete. Is that what you're saying, Ralph? Black man must be able to play.
In the film, he plays the one guy on the Flint, Michigan Tropics who's a great basketball player, and he has dreams of going to play for the NBA, getting out of the ABA and joining for the NBA. So they make him look amazing in the course of the film, and I was wondering if he was that good.
That's funny.
Then I talked to Andy Richter. You know him, of course, from the Conan O'Brien show. He was his sidekick for many years. Yep. He's had a bunch of successful shows on his own. And I was surprised because he was the first guy to show up on the red carpet. And I was wondering why.
He's a Bobby D in the movie, Jackie Moon's right-hand man, Andy Richter, everybody.
Hi there. I came early to accept the Nerd Award.
You're on time. They're all late.
No, I have two children, and I can't wait to get out of the house. So when the car shows, we leave.
He wasn't off the dawdle. He was very fun on the red carpet. I kept saying, I love this movie, and he's screaming from down the press line. He had already since passed, and he was doing interviews with people, and I'm saying to the crowd, you know, I saw this movie. It's very funny. I loved it. And he starts screaming, what else are you going to say? They're paying you to be here tonight.
Very nice.
Back years ago when I still had dreams and hopes.
Before they were crushed?
Before they were crushed by Kevin and Bean. you know, I thought I might have a career of some note. Mm-hmm. I started out in comedy with a lot of these guys, Will Ferrell and David Koechner and a bunch of guys who were actually in the movie.
Yeah, they lapped you, Ralph.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It blew past me. Dave Koechner, you may know, he was the sportscaster in Anchorman with Will. He's done a bunch of movies with Will.
I love him.
Of course, he's from Naked Trucker and T-Bones, of course. So these guys, as they were getting out of the limos, were kind of surprised to see me because we've been old friends. And nobody was more surprised than David.
You know him, of course, from so many hilarious performances. Naked Trucker and T-Bones, of course. It's Ralph Garman. Come on. What do you want? This makes my night. Are you kidding me? I didn't know you were going to be here. Now I don't even want to see the movie. I just want to hang out with Ralph.
No, you want to see the movie because it's very funny. And you're very funny in it.
Did you guys hear Ralph? Smart man. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I don't know if they want to hear us just have a chat.
We're just going
to
have small talk. How have you been?
Good. How about you, Dave?
Good.
He just wanted to catch up on the red carpet. I was like a love fest. What are they talking about?
May not be what they were looking for.
Not so much. Then I had a chance to talk with Maura Tierney, the female lead in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She is could not be more adorable. Yeah, just a tiny little, beautiful, sexy little thing. She's on ER. You may know her from that. She was on News Radio for many years with Dave Foley. And she plays Woody Harrelson's love interest in this movie. Woody's also very entertaining. We didn't play Woody's interview.
Hi.
Because, just not a chatty fella. Woody.
Mm.
So I was getting a lot of, yeah. But Maura, thank God, was more forthcoming, and she's got, all of her scenes are with Woody. They play love interest together, and I was wondering what it was like to work with him.
Your chemistry with Woody Harrelson in the film is tremendous. Did you guys have a good time working together?
Yeah, I had a blast. It was really fun. It's easy to have chemistry with him. It's really, really fun.
I don't want to give anything away for the folks who are going to see the movie tonight.
I don't give anything away to the folks who are going to see the movie tonight.
But I'll just say that you are in the creepiest love scene I've ever seen in my life.
I know, it's my favorite love scene I've ever shot.
It's pretty terrific.
It's the least sexy three-way anyone's ever seen.
Enough said.
Wow. How do you make that non-sexy?
When you go to see Semi-Pro, and you should, will realize it is the creepiest sex scene you've ever seen in your life. It is a three-way with Woody Harrelson, Maura Tierney, and Rob Corddry.
Oh, okay.
Who is also very funny in the movie. And,
do you get that kind of dirty, dirty feeling that you'll never wash it away off of you like you did with Borat and his manager in that movie?
Bad as that. But luckily you're laughing through it, so you don't feel nearly as dirty as you might at the end of it. And, of course, the man of the hour arrived towards the end of the evening on the red carpet. Will Ferrell showed up. And I don't know if you've seen the photos from the premiere.
What was that outfit?
But Will stepped out of his limo wearing, it turned out to be, we found it afterwards, an outfit he had borrowed from Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
Really?
So it was way too big for him in the first place. But he was wearing a turtleneck with a sort of a medallion on and a sports jacket, like a suit jacket, that buttoned up the front but had no sleeves.
Right.
It was sleeveless, so his turtleneck sleeves were hanging out. And then these giant, billowy, like lightning-sized pants. I mean, other than lightning, I've never seen anyone
like with hammer pants
so big. Like, yeah, but they're suit pants.
Oh, okay.
But they were about each leg was about 3 feet wide, and they were just bell-bottomed and stuff. He was wearing boots. It was an odd look for Will.
Yeah.
He was sporting sunglasses. He looked every bit the basketball star. And so I couldn't help but ask him what the hell he was wearing when he showed up.
Hello, my friend. You look spectacular.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is my new clothing line.
What's the name of it?
Man from the Future.
It is sort of a Jackie Moon-esque throwback.
Yeah, a little bit. Way too many buttons, though.
Buttons hard for you, Will?
Buttons are hard. I don't usually do buttons. I have someone who does that for me.
Speaking of throwbacks, the hair in the film is your own. Am I correct?
That's really my hair, yes. So, thank you. Thank you.
I was guessing there was a time in your life where you were sporting the white man afro. Is that accurate?
That was eighth grade. Eighth grade, had the fro going, couldn't comb it straight anymore. It was a sad time for me, because I wished I'd had straight hair, but...
If that comes back, you know we're going to have you to blame because of this movie.
I can only hope that that's what happens, that this sets off a trend.
Now, the movie is hysterical. I got a chance to see it. It's very, very funny.
Thank you.
And you know, as I've told you before, you're working your way through every sport to make a comedy movie about. We've done the ice skating, NASCAR, soccer, now basketball. What's the next sport do you think that you're going to tackle?
It's not so much a sport as it is a sporting venture. We're just in talks to begin a hot air balloon enthusiast movie.
That.
Which I think.
Rife with comic possibilities.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, the story's true. Before I let you go and enjoy the movie and enjoy your night, Land of the Lost, big movie. You're going to be starring in that?
Yeah, we start filming March 3rd.
Were you a big fan like I was when you were young?
Massive. My favorite show. Yeah.
If they're casting for Sleestacks, could you put in a good word for me?
I will. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our movie, Will Ferrell.
Nobody has a better time with their life than Will does.
Yeah, you're right.
He's signing every autograph, waving everybody, just laughing, having a blast. What a life this guy's got.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
then dude. If he could get you in as a Sleestack,
we start out at the same time in comedy. He's there,
but don't focus on that.
I'm you,
right? But don't focus.
I can't help it.
Just think about something else.
I can't.
Take your mind off of
it. It's like having a pebble in your shoe and one in your eye and one up your ass.
Really?
Yeah. Three pebbles.
I got a lot of pebbles.
Wow, that's a lot of pebbles.
That band is coming to town next week. Very excited about that. Foo Fighters Wednesday and Thursday sold out at the Forum. Linkin Park also sold out on Tuesday. If you hear a song by Linkin Park and the Foo Fighters back-to-back over the weekend starting at noon today, you get tickets to both shows.
Nice.
No way. You're making that up.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That's a way good price for K-Rock to give away. Come on. Speaking of great shows, how about Kevin's favorite band of all time, the one that he broke up, Rage Against the Machine? Now back together for a limited time only, we suspect. They are playing Lisbon, Portugal. Something called the Optimus Alive Music Festival on July 10th. All week long, we qualified you by giving you a CD catalog from the band for this grand prize drawing that we're going to do right now. We are dialing a Southern California phone number right now. Hope someone will answer so we can give them the good news that they're going to Lisbon.
Lisbon, Portugal is Spain's taint. Is that what I hear?
That is correct. Yes.
All right, good.
I don't know much about the Portuguese, except they speak a different language than they do in Spain.
Okay.
It's very pretty. You hear it, you're thinking it's Spanish, but then you know it's not.
Yeah.
It's very close.
What's happening, Mike?
Mike.
He's dialing the number. There's nothing on the other end.
Mike.
Which is less than we would have hoped for. Rashida Jones joins us just after 8 o'clock this morning. Then we got the movie beat next hour. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Veronica Lopez?
Yes.
From Chino?
Yes.
You bitch!
What?
You get to go see my favorite band of all time in Lisbon.
Are you serious?
Yes, you're the grand prize winner.
Oh my god, I cannot believe this.
Portugal.
Nice.
Oh my god, are you serious? I won?
Yep, you're our grand prize winner. You get to see Rage in Portugal. Round trip airfare, hotel for two, $500 spending cash, and tickets to see Rage Against the Machine.
Oh my god, I cannot believe this. This is so great. I've never seen
that
ever.
Veronica, you're an awfully religious person.
I don't think that's religion,
B. A lot of God, I'm telling you. Wow. A lot of blessings from the Holy Father. Hey, listen, you know Lisbon is in Portugal, which is in Europe and some junk, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not even in America.
Really?
That's fine by me.
Yeah, well, you won the grand prize, Veronica.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this.
Please call us back after you go and let us know how the trip was.
Yeah.
I will, for
sure.
Because
you get to see Rage and I don't, and I'm very angry about that.
You know, it's funny, Veronica, because everybody who wins these things, they always understand that they're qualified for a grand prize drawing, but they're still stunned. And I don't blame you because, you know, you never think it's going to be you. But it's a nice turn of events when you're actually the person who gets called on the Friday morning by the Kevin and Bean Show.
No, it is. Believe me, yesterday I was, like, so worried about it. I was like, man, I gotta go.
Well, you and a lot of other people were saying that yesterday. Only you're saying that today.
Oh, my God!
So, congratulations, Veronica. We'll have somebody pick up and give you details, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So let's say you're married to Hulk Hogan. Like, your life isn't already bad enough. And then you find out that he had an affair in the final weeks of your marriage. And that's not bad enough. Then you find out that it was with your daughter's best friend, ladies and gentlemen. That's our friend, the Hulkster, coming through.
That's why he's the champ.
How about that? Friend of his daughter, Brooke. Her name is Christiane Plant. She's a 33-year-old friend. Yes. She apparently has been just bragging to the National Enquirer about her affair. I think she may have gotten paid for it. Not sure.
She feels guilty. That's why she went to the National Enquirer. Because she felt so bad about the affair that she had to put it in a tabloid newspaper.
Gotcha.
By the way, Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we've decided, Ralph, we're going to be looking for your parents had sex with your friends. Because I think that's a fantastic topic. And you know that it happens, too. I mean, I don't know how old the Hulkster is, but he's got to be at least in his 50s, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. And this girl's like 33, so it's not crazy. It's not like she's 17 or something like that. But
former
still,
lingerie model to Christiane Plant.
It doesn't make Brooke feel any better about it. I'm telling you, you ought to be able to count on your best friend to not sleep with your father.
Brooke wrote in her blog, I'm going through one of the hardest issues I've ever had to deal with in my life. Please keep me and my family in your prayers. I'm continuing work in the studio, which is great.
Oh, thank God.
That's going so well. I'm sure my writing will reflect my state of mind at the moment. I need all the support I can get. Thank you.
She's an artist. She has to express her pain through her art.
Sure.
She added in her blog, by the way,
apparently she put up on the blog, but then later deleted, when your best friend and one of your closest family members that you have loved unconditionally since your first day on Earth betrays you together, you could maybe find it in yourself to forgive one day, but you will never forget the hurt they caused you.
What family member could she be referring to?
Her father.
Her mom, or maybe her brother?
Her dad.
Oh.
So now it's time for another Bean voice, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, another Bean voice.
Bean does
doesn't
a lot.
Do voices.
Bean does a lot of voices.
All the voices on our show.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Guys, I don't really do the Hulkster. I don't. You make fun and you joke.
He's
and
an expert, though, when it comes to the Hulk. I mean, he is.
Let's call the Hulk, Kevin, and see what his take is on this.
I don't really have one.
Well, I have him on hold, right?
Oh, great. Let's talk.
We don't even have to call him.
Okay.
Hey, Hulkster.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Good, Hulkster. How are you feeling about all this controversy about you sleeping with your daughter's best friend?
I love it.
You really? Love it?
Have you seen her? Have you seen Miss Plante Ho?
Yeah, she's hot.
She's way hot.
She's your daughter's friend, though.
Exactly.
Okay. But what was going through your mind, Hulkster? What were you thinking when you made that choice to sleep with your daughter's best friend?
Linda is 48, Christine, 33.
That's all you were thinking about, huh?
That's all I was thinking.
Wow. Not my daughter Brooke's going to be so mad. Hope she never finds out.
No.
Nothing like that.
During the affair, Hulkster, did you use any of your patented wrestling moves on Christiane while you were having sex with her?
Well, you know what's funny? In anticipation of this call, I tried to do some research to find some funny names and funny moves.
I was trying to set you up for that.
couldn't find those in time.
Couldn't
find
come
any.
Up anything, huh?
Didn't find those before the bed. I'm sorry.
Wow.
So no on that one then, huh?
Way to commit.
By the way, you want to throw in a brother every once in a while.
I got nothing, brother.
Okay.
Who's your money on in the rematch between Kevin and Rashida Jones coming up after the news at 8, Ralph?
Oh, no rematch.
I got to take Kevin.
No, there's no rematch.
He's the champ. No one can hold up to him.
What are you talking about?
When you were in the Unhitched, did you know the other would be hitched before the main hitch?
I guarantee
was
she won't even remember that.
Well, we'll remind her.
No, let's go.
Are you kidding me?
Of course we will.
She remember this question? What?
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the main one?
That was
I think that was
A
clear.
Moment with Kevin.
I'm happy with that.
That's the Rashida Jones disaster from her last appearance on the Kevin DeBean Show. She joins us talking about her new show called Unhitched coming up just after 8. Also, Ralph's got the Movie Beat next hour and Will Ferrell in the 9 o'clock hour this morning on K-Rock. Right now, time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Congratulations to NBC's new smash hit series, Quarter Life. Apparently, America has fallen in love with the quirky tale of some 25-something-year-old folks. Oh, wait a minute.
This
got canceled.
What?
I haven't even watched it yet.
This is the one that came from the internet? It's been on?
Yes.
Once?
Yes. Debuted last week, and it was crushed by American Idol, and now it's canceled.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Well, they gave it a shot, Ralph. I mean, why are you lamenting as if they didn't give it the opportunity to win?
Don't all shows get crushed by American Idol?
Yes.
Well, then were they trying?
Let's see. We're the execs at NBC. What can we put on against American Idol to really stand up to those bastards over at Fox? Hey, remember that internet show? That tiny little internet show that few people watched? Let's put that up again. That'll teach them. Go, Quarter Life. Go. Go, Quarter Life. Go. Cancel.
That is so sad.
They gave them one error. I mean, you know, if you can't get an audience these days, what are you going to do? You got to let it go.
Doesn't it seem like the answer against American Idol is to do what CBS does and come up with these adult procedural shows like the Navy, NCIS, or whatever that's called, or the Without a Traces? I mean, those are the kind of shows that it seems like would be a completely different audience than American Idol.
Right. You're not going to get the tweeners who watch American
Young
Idol.
People.
You're not
right.
getting them. They're gone. They're lost. Give it up. Counter-program something for men that skews male or skews older. That's what you got to do.
They stuck with it long enough, I think.
Quarter Life, which is about 20-somethings, odds are 20-somethings are watching American Idol.
Right.
So let it go. And they did.
They did, after one airing.
Apparently executives are saying now they may move the remaining episodes to the Bravo cable network later this year.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Because maybe the gays will like it, they said.
They were quoted by saying,
yeah,
oh, wow. Interesting.
Why even bother putting it on if you're going to air it once and against American Idol? What's the point of that?
Don't get me started about the TV business, because they're honked up. They're honked up.
You'd have trouble getting people to watch the Oscars if you put it on opposite American Idol.
It's true. Did you guys catch Celebrity Rehab last night on VH1?
Oh, no.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, such a good one. Such a good one. I thought it was going to be the finale, but it's not. There's a final episode next week, and then there's the reunion show after that. So I still got plenty of my Celebrity Rehab.
That's an amazing show.
But, yeah, this Jessica Sierra from American Idol, speaking of American Idol, she is honked up.
She is damaged.
Yeah.
But next week is the graduation ceremony where they decide whether they will go into what they call sober living or not, which is sort of like a halfway house for addicts where you're not in a treatment facility, but you're in the next best thing. You're sort of in a controlled atmosphere where you start to, you know, assimilate back into everyday life, but you also have to deal with your addiction.
And they ask them if they want to do that or not?
They recommend to everyone coming out of the program that they do that. But it's up to them whether they take that next step or not. So, should be interesting. I saw the coming attractions, and Jessica Sierra did have a needle dangling out of her arm at graduation. So, I'm not sure if she makes the choice or not.
Really?
No. Oh. A needle dangling out of her arm.
It's tough to make a call on that one.
She just forgot
on that show.
The needle in her arm and just left it there. Oh, I forgot. I put that in my vein. Miley Cyrus is a good girl. Did you see her on the Barbara Walters special after the Oscars?
I
did.
Yeah.
Did?
That show used to have celebrities and stars on it that she'd interview at the Oscars. Now I'm watching a 15-year-old tell me about the wing of the house that she owns.
Yeah. Although, weren't you a little bit impressed by her and how grounded she and her family seemed to be, Ralph?
Yeah, but what does she have to say, really? Are we going to spend 20 minutes talking to Miley Cyrus?
I think there are some people who maybe didn't know what a huge star she is and would be interested in how that happened and who this girl is that's millions of people look up to.
I just think Barbara Walters is out.
Oh, she's been out for a long time.
I'm out of guests, out of
no
people to talk
to. Her
yeah,
anymore?
I think she's like, let's get Miley Cyrus. Let's put her on the show, and we'll talk to her. She's very popular. Anyway, the National Enquirer reports that after the Oscars, which Miley attended and presented at, which made me throw things at my screen, she ran into Lindsay Lohan.
Thank God.
The two were hanging out, you know, because Lindsay, of course, a former child star, Miley, a current child star. They probably had a lot to talk about. And Lindsay gave her phone number and said, let's hang out.
Yes.
Immediately stepped in Billy Ray Cyrus and his wife, Tish Cyrus, who made Miley erase it out of her cell phone immediately. Perhaps they don't believe that Lindsay is the best possible influence for their 15-year-old daughter. They may have a point. Wow.
Lindsay could benefit from hanging out with Miley and her pals, though.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Speaking of child stars, Britney Spears, LAPD, is currently looking into allegations that she was drugged without her knowledge by her hanger-on-slash-manager, Sam Lufty.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Britney's mom, Lynn, made these such accusations when they asked for the restraining order against Sam, and now the cops are looking into it to see if there's any illegal goings-on going on.
That girl's fat.
No word yet on whether they will proceed with a formal investigation, but they are looking into it. In more Spears family news, this is my favorite story.
This is crazy.
Mom Lynn Spears had to leave Jamie Lynn Spears, her 16-year-old pregnant daughter who just got her GED, down there in Louisiana in order to go to L.A. to deal with Britney's meltdown. But then Jamie Lynn had a meltdown back home in Louisiana. Star Magazine is reporting that Jamie Lynn now is trying to hide her growing stomach and is telling everyone she can that she's not really pregnant. She's just in complete denial.
She's not saying, I got an abortion. She's
saying, no, I'm not pregnant. What are you talking about?
I never was.
Maybe it's you. Maybe you're pregnant. Maybe you're just projecting that onto me. Maybe you're getting fat. Maybe your stomach is growing with a baby inside of it.
Wow.
La, 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 la. I'm not going to hear you. I'm not pregnant. La, 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 la.
What's happening with Britney Spears' mom's book on parenting? What's happening on that?
Shooting up the bestseller list. No, actually, no one is interested in publishing it. I can't imagine why. Last night on American Idol, Robbie Carrico got voted off, along with Elena Whitaker, Jason Yeager, and Alex Andrea Lushington.
People who care probably watched. I don't think you need the update.
It's the biggest show on television.
Yeah,
it won't hurt you to spend 15 seconds talking about American Idol.
Ugh.
Plus, Robbie had the wig.
Yeah, oh, okay.
He was the wig dude.
He's the guy that wouldn't admit he had a wig?
He was the former boy band member who put on a wig and grew a beard and pretended to be a rock and roller.
And is probably 55 years old. We're going to find out.
And a woman.
Hey, Ralph.
And everything about him is false.
not the little Disney kid that sang Imagine that you seem enamored of that I hate, but who's the other super, like, gay Fallout Boy style kid who looks like Donny Osmond circa 1970? You know the one I'm talking about?
Jessica Alba.
No.
He's the guy I call Jessica Alba.
Yeah, the guy who looks like Jessica Alba. That's it. What's his name? Danny or something like that?
Danny Noriega.
Have you ever seen anyone on any show in the history of television cry as much as he did last night when contestants were asked to leave?
No. This whole group is very emotional.
Wait a minute. Was he asked to leave?
Nope. He's still on the show.
Other
people
were.
He was bawling his eyes out as if he'd just seen his family eaten by tigers.
Because other people were getting kicked off?
They've all gotten so close, Kevin, that they can't stand to see their friends leave the show because they're all so close.
I think he could be half man, half woman. I really do think you're onto something there. He does look a lot like Jessica Alba.
He is Jessica Alba. She has disguised herself to go on American Idol. That's what I'm telling
you. Yeah, seems like it.
She must have uglied herself up a lot.
No, this is a very pretty young man.
He's pretty. He's pretty, yeah.
But he looks, facially, he looks just like Jessica Alba. Not a whisker on his chin. Just could not be more smooth and feminine.
She's playing a joke on us all?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Look, when people start wearing wigs, you never know what to believe on American Idol anymore.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Harrison Ford, Shia LaBeouf, Steven Spielberg, George Lucas. It's just been announced that the fourth installment of Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, will make its worldwide premiere at the Cannes Film Festival in France on May 18th. It's pretty auspicious for a movie, especially one like Indiana Jones, to make its debut at the Cannes Film Festival.
I thought that was supposed to be about the independents and the smaller ones looking for distribution deals.
That used to be.
You're thinking Sundance is more like that.
Oh, okay.
Cannes is more just international distribution. So they bring all the distributors from all over the Europe and the world to make their deals for international distribution for films.
But it is usually a way for smaller films to get some notice, maybe get an award or two, you know, when they're out there trying to market it. And a movie like this, clearly they're just doing it to show off. I mean, they don't need any of that.
No. They have a built-in franchise deal already, I'm sure. But, yeah, it's very prestigious for Indiana Jones. So congratulations to those folks.
I was never pregnant.
I used to do the Crystal Skull when I was single.
Yeah.
How to go to
Does
rehab.
That hold the thumb at
to,
all?
How
or
to
no?
go to rehab for it. No, I used to shoot up Crystal Skull.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Alex Rocco. He was Mo Green in The Godfather. He did a lot of things. I looked him up on IMDb because I had his age wrong. He's not 82, he's 72.
Right.
Okay.
And looked at his resume. Quite the resume.
Still don't know who he is.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You know if so.
Right. What else has he been in, Ralph?
He's been in...
Nope. Don't need to know.
The
Sorry.
Famous Teddy Z, very funny TV series, the John Cryer that was canceled way too soon.
Right.
He's done a bunch of voices on The Simpsons.
Sorry.
Family Guy.
I'm sorry I asked.
He has been in TV series.
I apologize.
All right.
Feature film.
What else you got? Who else is a leapling today with a February 29th birthday?
Antonio Sabato Jr., who the girls just think is dreamy.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was on The Bold and Beautiful, some soap work, did a bunch of other stuff. 36 years old today. And Ja Rule turns 32.
How much of a day?
Not an exciting batch, but it's February 29th. What do you want from me? How many people are born on leap year, for God's sake?
There you go. That's it, yeah.
That's the problem. I want to mention before I say goodbye that tomorrow is Santa Anita Microbrew Festival Day. The Santa Anita Handicap Day will be held tomorrow, and we'll have the Microbrew Festival in the infield at Santa Anita Racetrack. It's a great day. Come on out. The gates open at 10 a.m. The first race is at noon. There'll be 11 different thoroughbred races you can gamble on. 25 different microbreweries will be there. And you can sample their wares as well.
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews.
Or some dudes. Oh, Lisa.
Wicked cool, yeah?
Lightning will be there. Psycho Mike, Dave the King of Mexico, Alex Cat Corbett, our very own DJ Omar Khan.
DJ
on the
Omar
ones
Khan.
And twos.
DJ Omar Khan.
And a live band called the B Foundation will also be there. Gates open at 10. Did I mention that? First race is at noon. Admission is only $5. And with your paid admission, you get this. I brought this in for you all to see. This is the lovely Santa Anita alarm clock. Digital alarm clock that you get.
I thought there might be a horse on it, but there's
no. It just says Santa Anita Park right here. And you see, it's got not only the time, but also the date.
It does not. It has the date and the time?
Yeah. It's like it's from the future.
Wow.
It's as if you got into a time machine and went to the future and then you came back with this.
Do you have traveling security with that?
Because it is streamlined. Look at that.
Yes.
It couldn't be deeper than, I don't know, half an inch.
and it has a stand.
Okay.
And it runs on all batteries. Right. You don't even have to plug it in.
Are you kidding?
I'm telling you.
Wow.
This is worth $5 right here. In fact, I'm going to get a bunch of them. I'm going to sell them in the parking lot. I'm going to make some money.
Is it loud enough to wake me up?
No, Dave, King of Mexico. It's not loud enough
even
to wake you
up. Even when
it's
cold in the bunker?
No, can't wake you up. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Got it. Seriously, we know how that is.
We
right?
know how that one is. She's on the phone. Right? I'm just saying. Yes. Rashida Jones, who's maybe the hottest woman ever in the history of TV of all time ever, is back on the line with us. Of course, and it's so true, Rashida. We fell desperately in love with her as Karen on The Office. And, of course, now she's back with a new show you've heard so much about, debuting this Sunday night at 9:30 on the Fox Network. It is called Unhitched. Rashida, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my dear.
Thank you, guys. Always nice to speak to you.
How have you been? Are you good? Are you happy? Are you comfortable? Is there anything we can do for you?
Oh, that's really sweet. No, I'm fine. I'm very comfortable.
Can we get you something to drink?
Barack Obama? That would be hard.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We're not with you.
No. Let me ask you this question, Rashida, because you've been in the show business for a long time now. What have you been acting? Like 10 years, maybe a little more, something like that?
Twelve years.
Wow. What's it like in a world where a television show, like we were just talking about this Quarter Life, this NBC show that they put on, they aired it one time against American Idol and then pulled the plug on it because they weren't happy with the ratings? Is it just nerve wracking to try to get a show on the air and hope that it sticks and it's on long enough for people to see it these days?
You know what? I have no expectations anymore. I expect the worst and hope for the best is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do anything but that because it's too, you know, it's just too up in the air.
It's out of your hands, yeah.
So all exactly. you can do is try to put a good show together, and then beyond that, whatever the network does or however it's promoted or whether people find it, that's pretty much nothing you can do with that.
Exactly. I mean, I think it's silly that they don't give shows a chance because everybody's favorite shows, including The Office, are definitely, you know, the ones that needed some time to grow.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think it's silly that they do that.
Hey, they gave that show one airing. I mean, come on. Against American Idol. What do you want from them?
Now,
that's
what about Unhitched?
Not fair.
I know.
That's like David and Goliath. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why? Now, Unhitched, you're on Sunday night at 9:30. Does that put you right after The Family Guy, I'm guessing?
Exactly.
Okay. That's nice. Why Unhitched? If people like you, why should they tune in for this show this weekend?
Well, hopefully they'll just like the show. I mean, it's from the Farrelly brothers, who are ridiculous and silly and awesome.
Yeah.
It's about dating after coming out of a divorce or long-term relationship, which I think people can also relate to.
Sure.
And then if that doesn't grab you, in the first 4 minutes of the show, Craig Bierko, my co-star, is sexually compromised by a monkey.
Oh.
Well, all right.
Now we're talking.
Nothing you set up to this moment, but now I'm in.
Now, who are you on the show?
I play Kate, who is a divorce attorney, and I was in a long-term relationship with a guy who would never pull the plug, so to speak, as far as marrying me. So I'm also trying to get back in the dating scene, and it's not a good scene, trust me.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It does not do very well.
Oh, I imagine someone that looks like you would have a lot of trouble dating, man. Really hard to find a dude. I can just imagine.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet. But I'm telling you because I feel like this is kind of an epidemic in the real world, too, where, like, I have a lot of friends who have a really hard time. It's just hard to date right now.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
Yeah.
This is Rashida Jones, of course, on the line. We're talking about Unhitched, the new show Sunday night at 9:30 on Fox. Since the last time we had you on, Rashida, we couldn't help but notice you ended up making out with Dave Grohl in a Foo Fighters video. How did that happen?
How did you notice that?
We know.
How Where could we miss it?
Oh, right on the video.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Hey.
yeah, that was so fun.
I think the question was, how did that come about?
Well, actually, I was on the set of Unhitched. I was standing outside the studio, and the Foo Fighters were doing a show for, like, an internet broadcast next door, and Dave was rolling by on a golf cart and hopped off and was like, hey, you know, I wanted to ask you if you were available to do this video. We kind of knew each other from before a little bit.
Oh, you did? So he didn't just point randomly and say, you, in the cart now.
No, it wasn't like a Bruce Springsteen, Courtney Cox situation.
Right. So it was just, hey, it was just to come on over here, hang out for the day, we'll make out, and you'll be in the video.
Basically, yeah. basically, yeah. And I said, what's wrong with that? Of course.
It's going to be Dave Grohl.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have a music career yourself, per se, but we also have noticed you showing up on some vocals. I mean, singing with Maroon 5 and bands like that. I mean, is this something you're just kind of skirting around the edges of, or something you'd like to pursue maybe when you get some more time?
Yeah, you know, I love music, and I think it's incredibly fun to make music with your friends. I would never even try to encounter the music business because I think it's so hard. And, you know, if I can continue to do it on the outskirts, that's what I'll continue to do, for sure.
So you'll just stick with the easy, sure, no problem acting, because that's nothing but open doors.
Right. That easy route that I took. I just don't want to, like, pile on too many careers that are difficult at the same time.
I gotcha.
You know? So for now, I'll stick with the easy route of acting, and then I'll see where it takes me.
All right. We know you got to go. Unhitched is on Sunday at 9:30 on Fox. Rashida Jones, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you guys so much.
Take care.
Is Britney Spears, God forbid, pregnant? The man who would know, because he's probably the father, if she is. Harvey Levin joins us from TMZ.com. Coming up in about 15 minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, it's Friday. That means Ralph is here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Couple decent choices this weekend to go see a movie.
Finally.
Yay.
Doesn't happen very often.
Finally.
But it has this weekend. Let's talk about the four new movies in theaters this weekend. One of them will be opening in selected theaters. How they select the theaters, I have no idea. But it's called Bonneville, starring Joan Allen, Kathy Bates, and Jessica Lange, and their three friends who embark on a road trip to deliver the ashes of a dead husband.
Good times.
If you're an old woman, you're going to love this movie. Yeah. Bunch of old broads talking in a car.
Wow.
It's great, great cast, though.
Thumb and Louise for the Geritol set.
Please
enjoy old chatty broads in a car.
Talking about
its original theater, its original title was before it hit theaters, was Old Chatty Broads in a Car. Check that out. Bonneville is the name of that feature film. Opening in wide release, Lisa May, are the following films. Penelope. Ah, Penelope.
What's this?
The story of a young woman played by Christina Ricci who's suffering from a magical curse. She is cursed to have the nose of a pig.
What?
And a lifelong bad luck streak until she finds her true love with an equal. Think she'll learn an important lesson about herself and others in this film?
I'm going to say yes.
True love with an equal? What do you mean? Someone else who has a nose like a pig?
No. She is. She comes from high society, wealthy high society.
Right.
And the curse is you have to find true love with an equal. So it's all the time they're thinking she has to find
you.
Someone a social equal, but it turns out maybe that's not the case.
She
learns more about herself.
Another important lesson.
And
okay.
Others. This movie was made in 2006, which means it's got to be good. When they hold on to a film for a couple years, that means it's not quite. The audience isn't ready for a movie of this quality. We're going to leave it on the shelf like a fine bottle of Bordeaux until it ages just right. Then we'll uncork it and let it breathe. Well, it breathes today.
Yeah.
I hope they show her digging up truffles or something. That'd be cool.
Christina Ricci's the pig-nosed Penelope. Reese Witherspoon takes on the role of the wacky friend who acts as sort of her fairy godmother. James McAvoy is also in this film. Catherine O'Hara, Peter Dinklage. Pretty surprisingly strong cast for a movie that's been buried for 2 years. Here is a scene from Penelope with two tabloid photographers who are desperate to get a photo of Penelope because she is, as I mentioned, a high society dame, but she lives in seclusion in her parents' estate, so no one has seen her, so it starts to build a sense of mystery about her, and these two photographers are trying to get a photograph of her to publish in the tabloids.
She revealed herself to me straight away.
You know what? I guess she liked you more.
Why settle for 5,000 when you could get 10 times that, right?
She is grotesque.
Shut him up.
I'm talking unkissable ugly, nightmare ugly, puke! Listen to me, you little worm. I know you're kind. Spoiled rotten mama's boy with nothing. God! You licked me.
Edward.
What?
Don't lick Max.
Sorry.
Don't lick Max.
That's a word. That's a sentence you should never have to say.
Just good advice across the board. Also opening this weekend, The Other Boleyn Girl.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman.
All right, then.
Play the two Boleyn sisters. The name Boleyn may have a familiar ring to it if you're familiar with Anne Boleyn, who was one of the wives of King Henry VIII.
Sure.
If you watch The Tudors over there on Showtime, you probably know all about Anne Boleyn and her sister Mary, in this case, the other Boleyn girl.
Sure.
This was a smash hit book written by a historical novelist named Philippa Gregory, who has written a series of books about the royal family. And this one was probably the biggest and best known. Natalie Portman stars as Anne Boleyn, Scarlett Johansson as Mary, the other Boleyn girl, and Eric Bana stars as King Henry VIII of the Tudors. I'm going to see this. I have no choice. My wife has my nuts in a vice.
Ah. I want to see it, too.
Because she's read all these books by this Philippa Gregory.
You get to look at Scarlett Johansson. And
loves this storyline. Loves the Tudors over there on Showtime. Big, big fan, so I will be escorting her.
Why not
this
have
weekend.
Lisa take her instead? That way you're off the
That's
hook.
A good idea.
They both get to see
so
it.
We could have our date movie.
Two birds with one stone. They can all start to cycle together and everything while they're eating popcorn.
I don't
awesome.
Think that happens just with one
oh,
movie.
Yeah, yeah, it does, Kevin.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Now, Kevin, I know you love Scarlett Johansson more than anyone in the whole world. What do you do in a situation like this where this movie is clearly not something you'll enjoy, yet she is in it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Here's the thing. You might enjoy it because yeah. it's all about, you know, it's high drama. It's political infighting. It's sabotage. It's
if it's well done, I don't mind it.
That's true. Second Mike's pointing to Kevin like, what are you, nuts? High-minded drama for Kevin?
How are you
thinking he'll enjoy that? I rescind
how
that comment.
How dare you?
But I do like the Tudors over there in Showtime, so I'm actually looking forward to this. Here's a scene from The Other Boleyn Girl in which Natalie Portman, or Natpo, as I call her, is talking to Scarlett Johansson, or ScarJo, as I like to call her, about their sisterly bond and how one is destined to deceive the other.
Do you feel as awful as you look? You know, in France, no woman would allow herself to get in such a state.
Why did you come, Anne, if all you desire is to torment me?
Perhaps now you know how it feels. To be deceived by your sister.
I did nothing.
You stole the king away, and then you betrayed me over Henry Percy.
If that's what you think, fine, tell yourself that.
I did, sister. Every day and every night I was in exile.
This isn't going to end well, is it?
No. Someone's going to lose their head, that's all I know. A lot of accents going on. A lot of English accents.
Sort
of.
There no Lisa, but
yeah.
No.
I mean, I am the ultimate judge, and
I'm hoping one of the
judges. Weak.
And now the Falcon twist, and then a big bird flies in with a nose strapped to his leg. That's all I know from English accents. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the movie of the week, the month, possibly of the year. I haven't laughed as hard in a long, long time as I did when I went to see Semi Pro. Will Ferrell stars as Jackie Moon, a one-hit wonder in the disco age. His song "Love Me Sexy" makes him enough money that he can fulfill his dream of becoming a coach, player, owner of his own basketball team, and he buys himself the Flint, Michigan Tropics of the ABA. Back in the day, you kids may not remember this, but back in the day, there used to be two basketball leagues.
That's true.
There was the NBA, and then there was the ABA. And the ABA was a ragtag group of teams that used to put on all kinds of wacky showmanship in order to try to pull people in to watch the games because they weren't nearly as popular as the NBA. And eventually, they got absorbed by the NBA. Four of the teams of the ABA got absorbed. You had the Pacers. Indiana Pacers originally were an ABA team.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The Nuggets. Denver Nuggets.
They should have stayed.
The Nets. New Jersey Nets were an ABA team. And who was the fourth team? Spurs, right. San Antonio Spurs. So, in this film, Will Ferrell plays the owner, player, manager of the Tropics. And it's just hysterical. I mean, everybody on the team. Woody Harrelson plays the guy he drafts to try to push them over the top. You've got Andy Richter, who plays his sidekick in the movie. Very funny. Will Arnett is one of the broadcasters. Andrew Daly kills as Dick Pepperfield, the main broadcaster for the Tropics. Very funny. Andre Benjamin, also in the film, playing Clarence Black Coffee. That's his name on the court. Just a very, very funny movie. Here's a little scene from the film. In this scene, Jackie Moon finds out that the ABA and the NBA are going to merge, but only the top four teams will be taken into the NBA, and he is an owner of a team that is not in the top four.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of some for me, man.
Really?
Yeah, I got these guys I want you to double cross for me.
Really?
They did me some wrong in the past, so.
What?
That's not it, Kevin. That's not the clip he was asking for. He wants the one from Semi Pro.
Find the Lysol. Where is that? Dad,
don't spray me with Lysol. It's just a joke.
All right, this is Will Ferrell.
The ABA will be merging with the NBA at the end of this season.
I'm the greatest man in the world! Woo! Ah,
I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
Hey, Jackie.
Yes?
Four teams will be absorbed into the NBA next year. The rest of the league will terminate operations.
Exactly. You know it. Wait. Wait, what did you say?
The Nets, the Spurs, the Pacers, and the Nuggets are going to play in the NBA next season. The rest of us are going to dissolve.
Dissolve? What's dissolve? Is that even a word?
Yes, it is a word, Jackie. So in order to try to save his team and finally fulfill his dream of being in the NBA, Jackie convinces them that the top four teams are the top four teams are the top four ranks at the end of the season. So he tries to push his tropics into fourth place. That's all he's shooting for is fourth place.
He's got some time to build.
Oh, man. This is just a laugh-out-loud movie. And he surrounded himself with just a great cast. You got Will Arnett in there. You've got Woody Harrelson, who is terrific. Andre Benjamin is very funny. I'm telling you, you will love this movie. Go see Semi-Pro this weekend. I recommend it highly. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
You just missed the movie beat. Ralph was talking about Semi-Pro. We'll have the star of the film, Will Ferrell, coming up just after 9 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, one of the only guys we know who's a bigger star than Will Ferrell. Ladies and gentlemen, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Harvey,
hi, Harvey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me start by asking what's up with the new close of the TV show, weeknight 6:30 on Channel 11, where they have a mugshot of you and you saying,
I'm a lawyer.
What's that all about?
Well, you know what? The slate that I had for my production company was really boring.
Yeah.
And I used it when I did Celebrity Justice, which was kind of a legal show, and this really isn't a legal show. So I just been, I don't know, I got bored with it, and I just said, what can I do?
Just fun. Goof it off. Yeah.
Well, you know who it is, right?
No, who is it?
You know who I'm riffing on.
No.
No.
Come on, Lisa May.
Star Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Well done. Sure.
Sorry.
Well done.
We're back.
All right. We got a few moments with the great Harvey Levin from TMZ.com right now. We got a couple things we need to run by you. First of all, I said this on the air all week long. I don't care what the Star magazine says. I don't care what In Touch says. It doesn't matter what Perez prints. It's not true unless Harvey says it is. Is Britney Spears pregnant?
Well, I'm going to really disappoint you. I don't know.
Oh, Harvey! Harvey!
Here's what I say. On a level, I think absolutely not. I mean, I don't believe it on the one hand. But on the other hand, she's been really imbalanced. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if he wanted that for obvious reasons, because he'd want to, you know.
Money.
Sure.
Yeah.
Get the Kevin Federline payoff, right?
Right. So on the other hand, I'm thinking, well, yeah, he would probably want it, and I'm sure the last thing she's thinking about is, gee, am I mixing the bipolar medicine with the birth control pills?
Right.
So, you know, I'm guessing she's not thinking that. So, you know, I think it's possible. But
he's with her currently, right? I mean, he's still her.
He spent the night at her house this week.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, but... You know, also, I've just seen so many bogus stories come out that I know are not true that, you know, I think people are just spinning this to keep it alive because, frankly, right now, it's really kind of a quiet time. I mean, her dad has kind of stabilized her. She's really under wraps. I mean, you haven't seen her doing insane things in the last, couple of weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. No, and that's exactly what I was thinking is Britney is the biggest thing, as you've pointed out on our show before. She draws traffic to a website like nothing else. So put up a Britney story if there isn't one, even if you have to make it up.
That's what I'm thinking.
And
you know what? It's business. And ultimately, she's not that interesting right now. And I think people are spinning all around her to get something to keep it alive. But to be honest, I mean, like, we're putting her in the show for maybe 20 seconds today, and that's it.
Now, last question on the pregnancy rumor, and maybe this isn't a good judge when you're dealing with Britney, but with a lot of actresses, you can say, is she drinking? That's your tip. What do you know about that?
I don't think that's ever been her fundamental problem, and there's no evidence that she's doing it now. I mean, if anything, she's really stabilized. I mean, she's...
Okay, well, I just thought if she's pregnant, maybe she wouldn't be drinking. That's the only thing I was suggesting.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem with that theory. Again, you're dealing with somebody who's got these big mental problems, so she's pregnant, and if she's drinking, would that really surprise you?
No.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, all right. You know. LAPD is investigating her parasite friend, Sam Lutfi. That's for true?
Well, I mean, it's hilarious because, you know, his PR rep, you know, came out and started sending all of these emails around saying, we're lying, it's not true. Well, We know it's true.
You know it's true.
It's 100% true that it's not only that, it's robbery homicide because they handle a lot of sensitive cases, and they've interviewed people. I mean, I actually know some of the people they've interviewed or know of them.
Ah.
But they've absolutely interviewed them. They're saying privately that they should have some resolution by the end of next month. But there's definitely an investigation, and what they're looking at is whether he drugged her to keep control of her.
Wow.
Oh, dear God.
Now, how would you prove something like that maybe a month after the fact, though? What would be left for evidence?
Well, I'll just give you a theory.
Okay.
Suppose when she went to UCLA, they did some testing and found certain drugs in her system.
Well, how do they know she didn't take them?
You're right. I mean, I'm not saying he did it, and I'm not saying you could ever prove it. I'm saying there's enough for the LAPD to at least want to investigate this and make it a pretty serious investigation because they've given it to robbery homicide, and that's a big deal.
Okay. Now, while we're talking about drugs and prescriptions, you've been following very closely the case of the feds, I guess, are investigating the doctors who prescribed all those various pills that did not go well together for the late Heath Ledger.
Right.
But it seems like, I mean, he was getting prescriptions from all over the world, right? You can't really expect a doctor or a pharmacist filling a prescription in Germany to know that he also got one filled in England a month before, right?
No, and it's a huge problem. But, you know, this is so much like, I mean, when you think about the investigation that they are looking at a couple of doctors, it's so much like Anna Nicole Smith, remember, where there are a couple of doctors who are under investigation for overprescribing to her and giving her medicines that she shouldn't have been taking allegedly when she was pregnant,
right,
and just giving her way too much stuff. So, you know, this is a big deal with big stars where they want certain things that they may or may not, maybe they shouldn't have or shouldn't have. And I think that the medical boards are finally taking it seriously. And the feds, and they're starting to look at this because, I mean, this was like Liz, you know, Liz Taylor. I remember doing a story when I was at Channel 2, where we got hold of these prescriptions because there was an investigation in the medical board. I mean, it could have killed an elephant. I mean, it was we ended up, you know what a crawl is on TV? We did a crawl these medicines. And it took like 45 seconds.
Wow.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Fortunately, at the time you were at Channel 2, Elizabeth Taylor was bigger than an elephant, so it would not have killed her, though, she was fine.
No, wait a minute. Please just tell me. We don't have to do it right now, but we have to talk about Idol before I hang up.
Okay. Sure. What do you got?
Well, it's pretty good. I mean, you know this Saisha girl, the African-American girl?
Yes, very pretty. Very pretty girl.
Very, very pretty and very talented. And there are some bitch fights going on in that behind the scenes in that show because we have spies.
Of course.
And there's one contestant who's been mocking her and talking about her hair, and get this, as being nappy.
Ooh, good. That's a good choice. That's never, a very good choice for words.
That's never gotten anybody in trouble.
No, the black folks love the nappy remarks. Yeah, I'm telling you. They just ignore that.
Yeah. And,
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Right.
I did a bad thing.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so then David Archuleta, the kid who's the front runner.
Yeah, right.
Who was sobbing uncomfortably last night when one of the contestants got booted. You know, he's a front runner, and they're just sniping at him, you know, behind his back.
Good, I like it.
And so it's, you know, it's kind of what you expect in Hollywood.
Excellent.
Sure.
Harvey Levin is on the line from TMZ.com and TMZ TV. Before you go, Harvey, we understand that you have a Jennifer Lopez story, either that you've been tracking or that you're working on or that you want to talk about.
Well, there's a story out that, and we're trying to, you know, get to the bottom of it, that she is going to pay $600,000 a year on bodyguards for her twins.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Why did she have hospitals go through the paces of what would happen if they got kidnapped? What's going on with that?
Well, that was,
does she have threats?
No, that's funny.
I'm serious.
No, you're right. It's like, okay, what has she done? It's like, you know, what? Give me all the copies you have of that horrible movie that she did.
Yeah, what the hell? Why would anyone want her kids?
Well, she's taking it real seriously, although there are some people who think it's Mark Anthony. Well, you know, what I'm thinking is he weighs, like, what, 75 pounds?
Yeah, he's right. Maybe.
But I think Psycho Mike could get a job doing this with her. She could make some serious jack-off.
600 grand, dude.
Yeah.
We'll be right.
I don't know.
But, you know, she did this whole thing when she had the baby that there was this code pink at the hospital where they actually were trying to, you know, do a lockdown test in case somebody tried to steal the babies. And, you know, and now she's spending a lot of money. It's 24-hour security for them.
She must have a real threat. Otherwise, she's crazy.
Well, you know, and also celebrities kind of live in this kind of, oh, some of them, in this grandiose kind of world where, you know, they're thinking, I'm this important, and they can make themselves important just by the people they surround themselves with, even if it costs money.
I guess.
Right, and you can look at a lot of other stars, though, people like Tom Cruise and Madonna and people like that who manage to keep their kids safe and not have them kidnapped without going to $600,000 a year.
Well, I mean, so. And like, look, you know, it's so funny because I was talking about this to somebody else this morning, but Tom Hanks, it's like he, for a huge celebrity, leads such a pretty normal life.
Just the most normal. He really does.
I think.
Yeah.
It can be done. That's
right. Do you want to hear a really quick, funny story?
Sure.
So I'm at a restaurant. I wasn't sure if I was going to tell it, but I just told it to Dorothy Lucy, so I figure, you know, what the hell. So I'll tell you. So I'm in a restaurant Saturday night, and minding my own business, and I'm just about done, and all of a sudden, this table starts filling up, and Martin Short walks in, and then Faith Hill and Tim McGraw walk in, and then Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson walk in. And when they walk in, their back, my back is to him. So, I mean, I felt, you know, safe. So he takes like four steps, and then his back is to me, and then all of a sudden he like turns around in this big way, and he's holding this camera phone, and he walks up to my face and he says, "So what'd you eat for dinner? No one can like getting shot like this. So what are you going to do now? Where are you going?" And it's like so loud, and I'm thinking, this guy is pissed, and he seemed like really serious, of course not realizing that he's won two Academy Awards, and but he played it like he was really
pissed.
That's
awesome.
That is funny.
I like was under the table.
Did you get the video from his phone and put it up at TMZ?
No, but he actually shot it. I mean, I'm looking in my face on his cell phone.
That's funny.
Oh, jeez.
That's funny.
He was fun. I mean, he was just kidding. It was great.
That's awesome.
Thank God.
Well, listen, Harvey, you have a great, great weekend, and I want to urge everybody to go to TMZ.com right now and see the story that TMZ gives you cancer. We didn't have time to get into it.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently TMZ does give you cancer, and it is true. So just keep that in mind as you peruse the site. Thanks, Harvey.
And Larry King, by the way, learns to dance from Janet Jackson. You got to see that, too.
Did you see
that? Oh, dear God.
It's the best ever.
Harvey, you're the best. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye now. Hey, Lisa, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's 9:01, according to my brand new Santa Anita racetrack digital clock and alarm.
Cool.
Look at that. Isn't that a beauty?
Yes.
You can get this yourself if you come to Santa Anita racetrack tomorrow.
It looks like that could almost stand up to a very light wind.
Oh, how dare you? This is sturdy. Look at this.
Wind going through your bedroom.
I can do this to it. Could you do this to it if it wasn't a fine piece of machinery?
No. I think you just broke it, Ralph.
No. That has stopped working. But if you pay $5, a mere $5 admission to the K-Rock Microbrew at Santa Anita Racetrack tomorrow, you too will receive your very own Santa Anita Racetrack digital alarm.
You too's going to be there?
Oh, stop it. The gates open at 10 a.m. The first race is at noon. It's only $5 to get in. 25 different microbreweries will be there, and I will be tasting each and every one of them in the course of the afternoon. I'm going to be there. Lightning's going to be there. Lisa May's going to be there. Psycho Mike, Dave the King of Mexico, Alex, Cat Corbett, DJ Omar Khan.
DJ Omar Khan.
And a band called The Bee Foundation will be providing live music in between races. 11.
DJ Omar Khan.
No, The Bee Foundation. 11 thoroughbred races you can gamble on. It's in Arcadia, just east of Pasadena, right off the 210 and the 10 freeways. Please come out and join us. We always have a good time because Kevin and Bean never come to this. So that's why we enjoy it. Congratulations to my buddy Seth MacFarlane. Of course, you know him as the creator and single-handedly almost every voice on The Family Guy, one of the funniest shows on television. Just announced today they are doing a spin-off series.
Oh, no kidding.
Entitled Cleveland. Starring our very own Cleveland Brown from The Family Guy.
Fantastic.
It'll be about his life and his wife who pushes him around and all that kind of good stuff.
He's a great character.
He is. The very talented Mike Henry does the voice of Cleveland. He's also a writer and producer over on that show. So good news for those guys. I look forward to seeing that show with great anticipation.
You look forward to being called to do voices on that show with great anticipation.
Wouldn't hurt.
What you mean.
Wouldn't hurt if I made a few bucks working over there on Cleveland.
Or if you need a Hulkster, Bean can do it.
Or if we need the Hulk. Or if we need the Queen or Alf, then Kevin will be sure to give you a call. Or who is the other guy, Psycho Mike? Who's the
Jonathan Davis
from Korn. That's it, yeah. Do we have a little Kevin doing Jonathan Davis from Korn?
Yeah,
I know we're running a little late.
We have Will Ferrell coming up.
We don't get a chance to showcase the voice talents of Kevin and Bean very often, so I want to make sure people know what kind of talent they have.
Ready?
Yeah. It's uncanny. So Jonathan's in the
studio with us.
It is impossible to overstate just how bad that sucks.
Corinne Bale-Rayum.
All right. And, we don't have time.
Could it be that Jamie Lynn Spears is crazier than her older sister, Brittany?
We could hope. We could sure hope.
According to Star Magazine, her mom, Lynn, had to leave L.A. to go back to Louisiana to deal with Jamie Lynn's breakdown. The tabloid says that Jamie Lynn is now hiding her growing stomach and telling everyone that she's not pregnant.
Oh, good.
She's deep in denial about the fact that she's going to have a baby. By the way, no one still knows the identity of the father. They still haven't released that.
So. It's not her boyfriend?
No, he says it's not.
I think she says it's not, too, doesn't she?
I don't know what she says, but I know he says he doesn't think it is. There's been a few other people who have been had their hats thrown into the ring as consideration of candidates of who could... Oh, I got an email.
Sorry.
who could possibly be the father, so... She's just saying she's not pregnant now. Oh, I wish I wasn't pregnant. I wish I wasn't pregnant.
Yeah, that's the thing about...
Oh, look at that.
The thing about pregnancy is it does get smaller and smaller as you go. So
it
that's
does,
good.
Yeah. There's no way of telling.
That works out.
Congratulations to the former Mrs. Eddie Van Halen, Valerie Bertinelli. You probably know her best from her Jenny Craig commercials where she talks about losing weight. After we got tired of seeing Kirstie Alley's fat mug in those commercials, they gave us Valerie Bertinelli. According to Entertainment Tonight, she's just signed a deal with CBS for her own new daytime talk show.
That girl's fat.
Really? Seriously? What is she going to be talking about?
Fat.
Fat?
I guess.
There aren't enough daytime talk shows.
Ain't that the truth?
I don't understand why they keep giving people these.
They're cheap.
Yeah.
I guess they are cheap to make. And I guess everyone's looking for the next Oprah, the next Rachel Ray, or one of those. You know, for every five they put on, one of them turns out to be a hit. So.
And yeah, every once in a while, a Tyra show comes along or something like that. That's a huge moneymaker.
Don't mention her name.
See, he has to mention her.
She is an example of one of the people that we said, why does she need a show? And it turned out to be a big, big hit.
She's a whore, okay?
Daily Variety newspaper has announced my darkest fears come true. Toby Keith is getting his own movie. It's a comedy. For those of you know who Toby Keith is, he's a country western singer.
You do a version of him, don't you, Ralph?
Yeah, he had a smash hit song. I stick my American boot in your foreign ass. It's a big hit for him. He's just a big blowhard. He's making a comedy called Beer for My Horses. Apparently, that's the title of one of his other hit songs.
Okay.
Beer for My Horses, Whiskey for My Men.
Yeah.
Oh, those cowboys.
Bad song.
And their comedy.
Willie Nelson sings on that record, and you said he's in the movie, too?
Yeah. Toby co-stars with Rodney Carrington, another redneck.
Don't know that name.
Mother effer, who play small-town deputies whose girlfriends get kidnapped by evil drug lords, and they got to get him back and get her gun, I can imagine. Rodney Carrington, Ted Nugent, and Willie Nelson will co-star along with Toby Keith in this nightmare.
I like that they have to go the extra step of saying that they are evil drug lords, not the good ones.
They're not those lovable drug lords that you and I grew up with. These ones are bad news. And as I mentioned earlier today, once again, it's worth noting that the Dave Clark Five, a legendary British invasion band from the 60s, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a week from Monday. Their lead singer, Mike Smith, has canceled his appearance, however, because he died yesterday.
One week before getting into the
One
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Before being inducted, he passed away of pneumonia at the age of 64 yesterday. So,
bet he was really looking forward to that ceremony, too.
I bet he was. He was the lead singer of the Dave Clark Five. Oddly enough, Dave Clark, not the lead singer of the Dave Clark Five.
But he's
in
the band?
Drummer. He was the drummer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know why they named it after him, but. Here's your trivia.
It's a good thing he'll be there.
Dave will be there, yeah, sure.
You know?
Hey, it's his five. He's got to be there. What if Mike Smith was in Dave Clark's five?
Ooh, good.
There's a commercial in the
Nicely
making.
Nicely
huh?
done.
Someone get...
That's not funny.
That cell phone company on the phone. Who does that? Who does their fave five? Who's that?
AT&T, Verizon, I don't know.
Isn't that funny? We all know about the fave
Charles
five, but
Barker.
We don't know who it does. Who sells it?
Don't know.
Oh, that's terrible.
T-Mobile, I believe.
T-Mobile. Hey, Dwayne, you can be in my fave five.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Thank you, Sucker Mike. God bless you.
New voice. I like Charles.
Alex Rocco. He played Mo Green in The Godfather. He's been in a bunch of other things. He's 72 years old today. Dennis Farina, who was Detective Fontana on Law and Order, also in a bunch of movies. He was great in Midnight Run with Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro, one of my favorite movies. Sydney, I will stab you in the effing heart with a pencil. One of my favorite lines. She is 64 years old. Antonio Zapata Jr. I was a big fan of Antonio Zapata. but not so much of Antonio Sabato Jr. Never lived up to his father's promise, I don't think. He is 36 years old today, and Ja Rule, the rapper, is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? Stop what you're doing and listen.
I love Scotch. Scotch is Scotch, Scotch.
What's a Christmas cram? I want one.
Hey-o. All we are is dust in the wind.
We're going streaking!
You're not on fire, Ricky Bobby!
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish Scott! Help me, Tom Cruise! Tom Cruise, use your witchcraft again!
You stay classy, America.
How do you intend to match up to the Squire's strong inside gate?
It's a great question. Tomorrow, after the game, I, Jackie Moon, will wrestle a bear.
I think maybe if we're guilty of anything on the Kevin and Bean Show, it's that we may love Will Ferrell too much. That may be our downfall, I think. But we are pleased to welcome the man himself back to the phone and back to the air on the Kevin and Bean Show on Kara. Good morning, Will.
Happy Leap Year Day!
And to you, and to you.
Happy Leap Year Day!
Well, I was not aware that this movie was coming out. You should do some promotional videos for it and stuff. Maybe make some appearances on shows and stuff.
You know what? I feel like such an a-hole.
Yeah.
I'm a little hungover. I thought the movie opened last night.
Oh, is that right?
I did my usual, you know, I rent a Humvee limo.
Right.
Pack it full of strippers, and we go to all the Cineplexes and check it out.
Right.
And it wasn't playing.
Oh yeah!
Did you see something else instead?
We had a wonder. We saw Fool's Gold. And everything was fine.
It's good.
Everything was fine.
Yeah.
Will, you have been out on the road promoting this movie for a long time. And first of all, I don't know why you need to, because all people need to see is that Will Ferrell's in a movie and they go see it. I mean, it's a simple formula.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, what's the deal? But I heard Ralph's question to you about, on the red carpet. We played some of those interviews earlier today, and you talked about how you start Land of the Lost next week. I mean, you get about a weekend. Get a weekend off, and then you're back to the grind. Monday morning, you start work on a new movie.
Yeah.
Well, stop doing that.
Don't work so hard.
I know. You know what? This is the last movie I'm doing. I'm doing Land of the Lost.
That's
and
it.
That's it. Ever.
And then I've got a fun little show on PBS. I'm going to start to host.
Is that right?
You know, there's the old saying: when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, but right? We're saying take a week off,
right?
Dude.
Yeah.
No, because I hate my family.
Okay.
So
all right.
I don't want to be at home.
Okay.
Are you afraid this is all going to go away, Will? So you're trying to make as much money as you possibly can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, because you never know. You could be, right now, I got a good thing going, but I could be doing infomercials before you know it.
Yeah.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, those young children that you have at home, eventually they will grow up to an age where you can talk to them and it will be a little easier to be around the house.
I'm not holding my breath on that one.
Well, let's get the business out of the way first, of course, and talk about Semi-Pro. Now, you're back with another wacky comedy with you and your friends.
Right.
And Ralph was saying earlier, funniest movie in a long, long time. Right, Ralph?
Absolutely. It's one of those comedies where you just laugh out loud to the point where you're missing lines. You should go see it a couple times because you miss some of the dialogue.
I would say see it multiple times.
Sure.
This weekend, right?
This weekend, if you can. If not, go the next weekend.
Okay.
We had a darn good time on this one, getting to play basketball.
Are you any good?
I'm pretty good. I'm all right.
Seriously?
Will's a baller.
I'm okay.
But seriously?
I played in high school.
Well, you did? Okay.
I was captain of my varsity team senior year.
Okay.
So
what position?
I can't ever tell when Will is telling the truth.
No, I'm serious.
What position?
I was the sixth man off the bench.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
But you were the captain as the sixth man off.
1.8 points a game. This is all true.
1.8
points. Great defensive presence.
Sure.
Just a lot of heart.
Right.
A lot of passion.
That's what they say about the retards, Will, that are on the team. Well, that guy plays with heart. He does.
I did wear headgear. People were nervous about it.
Remember the retarded kid who made that big shot at the end of that game? It was on video. And everybody
oh,
was
yes.
Crazy.
Oh,
I
yeah.
could see Will in an afro doing that in high school. That's all.
But I got to, I got to be basketball every day. Oh my gosh! I've got a call coming in on call waiting.
You do have call waiting.
Who would be calling you? That's weird. How do you...
The Leukemia Society.
Well, then let them wait. Let them wait.
Okay,
I'm gonna
wait.
How do you
They're
like...
They're looking for some marrow.
Yeah, I gave it to them last year.
They want your marrow, Will.
This could be a really stupid question, but how do you compare your Jackie Moon to some of the great Will Ferrell roles of the past, like Chaz Michaels and Ron Burgundy, Ricky Bobby, all those great characters? And do you have trouble leaving them behind once you're done with the movie and the promotion?
No, I don't have trouble leaving them behind.
You can't wait to leave them behind?
Daniel Day-Lewis, Bean.
He stays in character for 6 months.
Freaking Will Ferrell. That's dumb. Makes a lot of money.
They're like my children.
Well, he's just been going all over the country doing this stand-up and stuff as Jackie Moon, and it just seems like it would be tough to drop it.
No, I didn't actually do any as Jackie Moon. Ironically, and I was it was so funny. We did the Funny or Die comedy tour sponsored by Semi-Pro. Mm-hmm. So New Line kind of ponied up half the money.
Wow.
And all we did was we showed a clip, and then I actually came out as Ron Burgundy at one point. So
oh, good.
I was waiting for the New Line people to going, wait a minute.
I'll bet they were happy about that.
That's a good investment on their money.
How about promoting the new movie?
Yeah, how about talking about the movie that's supposed to come out?
New Line went belly up, and now they're with Warner's. Nice work.
We found out we were the reason why. So I'm known as the studio destroyer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, we have a clip of you wrestling the bear right when it gets out of hand.
Okay.
You want to set that up? Why are you wrestling a bear?
I'm wrestling a bear. Jackie Moon, as was the case in the old ABA, which is a real league,
sure.
they had to kind of rely on these insane promotions to get people to come to the games because the teams were terrible. So
right.
Jackie Moon is a master promoter, and he is wrestling a bear at the end of the game.
Turn on the lights! Shh! Nobody move! Where are you, precious? Doing? Everyone just remain seated. I think he left. Ah! Everybody panic! Oh my god, there's a bear loose in the Coliseum! There will be no refund! Your refund will be escaping this death trap with your life.
The bear got loose.
Dewey got loose.
I'm sorry, I interrupted your setup, didn't I?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Was there at any time where you were acting with a real bear, or is that all Hollywood studio trickery?
It's all trickery because we had I'd already had an incident with bears during Anchorman where we were about 10 feet away from the real bears,
mm-hmm.
and one of them bluff charged, as they say in the bear business.
Dude, there's a bear
bluff
biz?
Charge, which looks like a real charge.
To the untrained eye.
Did you bluff fill your pants when that happened?
I bluff charged something, yeah. Almost like took three aggressive steps towards Christina Applegate, and we were like, we should not be... You know it's bad when the stuntman replacing you is like, oh, I don't like bears. I don't like them at all. You can't read them. You can't read them. John, step in there.
Seems like you got the right guy then.
So, we are not qualified to be handling a bear.
Oh, no. Plus, the bear trainer would say things like, can the bear kiss you? Can the bear lick you? Oh, yeah. Sure,
can do everything.
But keep in mind, it is a bear.
It is a bear.
Oh, wow. So you did not put your life on the line for Jackie Moon then. Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, we're almost out of time, Will, but let me ask, since you brought up Funny or Die, how is it just so unbelievably fun for you and your friends to put those stupid, goofy videos together and have millions of people around the world see them almost instantly? I mean, it's such an awesome age of communication we live in where you can do that.
Yeah, it's not only is it fun, but we feel we keep laughing at the fact that we almost said no to the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, we were very skeptical as to why a comedy website would work when so many others have kind of fallen by the wayside.
Right.
And you know, we were like, we should probably just say yes, because what if someone's, you know, if we say no, it might actually work. And
so you said yes just so you wouldn't look dumb later when it...
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it all happened by default, which... it's worked out to be such a cool thing. We kind of can't believe it.
And you're going to shoot a bunch of new stuff between now and Monday when you start to work on your next movie?
Yeah, I've got 18 shoots planned.
Good.
I just want to jam some stuff in.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
So,
I bet you do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Semi-Pro is finally here. We've been hearing about it, and today is the day. And there's no guy we'd rather have on the phone than our friend Will Ferrell.
Thanks
it's always great to catch up with you.
Thanks for all the kind words, you guys. and Ralph, it was good to see you on the red carpet.
Good seeing you too, buddy. Good luck.
I hope you enjoyed. Did you see all the flack I got from my Shaquille O'Neal outfit?
Oh, that's the best picture ever.
It was a hideous outfit, Will.
I love it. People on the internet were like, what is he doing?
You really got it from Shaq?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
It was not comfortable.
A lot of buttons.
All right.
Thank you, Will.
All right, guys.
Bye now.
See
bye.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. Dinner from KFC along with Beowulf on DVD, the director's cut from Paramount Home Entertainment. Hey, did you guys make some sort of a wager with intern Beer Mug about how many hot dogs he could eat?
Yes.
Yes,
we did.
He is this close to barfing.
Oh, no reversals.
So.
No reversals in the rules, I know.
We're going to stay in the air until he barfs. That way I won't lose.
Pink's hot dogs came and delivered like 4,000 hot dogs for us to enjoy this morning, and Beer Mug's been working his way through them.
So how many can he eat? There's been a big wager.
Yeah.
What are you on?
What are you on?
That's
6.5.
You
right
look
now.
Terrible.
6.5?
Dude, makes me want to throw up just
you
looking
look
at him.
Terrible.
I feel very lethargic, very worn down.
Lethargic.
And
not full.
Down,
I think
maybe.
Full would come
I started
to mind.
The... I don't have headphones, so I can't.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Are you going to have reversal? Is there going to be a reversal?
Sweating?
There almost was about five minutes ago.
You smell like Glendale.
Oh,
it does. You know, the problem is they're not Hebrew nationals.
Yeah, that's
it. Almost got discouraged when I bit into a hoof.
Oh, okay, good.
How are you going to come at Pink's like that?
Right, if you're going to throw up, get out.
But if you finish that off, then I win because I had seven.
Ralph,
so just keep eating, bitch.
All right.
Don't finish.
So right now, it's between whoever has six and Ralph who has six.
Mike and Ralph, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Let's begin with Sam in Sun Valley. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew? Hey, tell them to use the Japanese-ing technique.
Tell them to use the Japanese-ing technique?
For the hot dogs.
For the eating the hot dogs?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that where they soak it in water? What is that?
Kobayashi uses?
Yeah.
That guy's an amazing eater, and he's like 70 pounds.
No, I wanted to ask Kevin, how come you're not allowed in Santa Anita anymore?
Kevin raped a bitch on TV.
I didn't do any such
thing. That's what happened.
I didn't do any such thing.
He didn't even do any time.
That is not true.
Him and Kennedy Jr.
That is patently not true.
And raped a bitch on TV.
Ralph,
I think you're confused, Ralph. I think he killed a guy, didn't he? I think he threw a cup and it actually hit a guy in the head. The guy went into a coma for a while.
Kevin actually did bean a listener in the head with a plastic beer mug. Guy's a pussy.
And I think they sued or
they
something, didn't
sued.
They?
Sued. It's a long story.
Yeah.
So that's the real honest-to-goodness story of why you never see him at the microbrews on the weekend.
It's no longer welcome.
Tom in Santa Fe Springs. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Baby boo?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I'm calling to talk about how it must suck to have a birthday on a leap year day. Does that mean you have a birthday every 4 years?
Yeah,
well,
yeah
yes, pretty much.
Actually.
But most people who were born on February 29th, most of the leaplings, as they're called, they just choose to either celebrate on February 28th or March 1st, whichever one they want.
That doesn't keep them, like, every birthday they have is big from 4 years younger?
No, it doesn't work that way.
No.
Younger, no. Although, you know, I did find out today that if you are born on the 29th of February, you can get a free pizza at Papa John's. They'll give you a free pizza. You can get a free meal at Boston Market. They'll buy your lunch or dinner for you.
That's pretty cool.
You can get free coffee at Noah's Bagels. Like, all these companies have these free offers for people born on this day.
Yeah.
It makes up for a birthday every 4 years. Then.
Exactly, yeah. Get a free pizza.
People who are...
All right.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Let's go to Hector. Ralph, this is going to make you angry, as it does me, but Hector's on the line.
This is great news. What are you talking about? This is awesome.
What? Good morning, Hector.
Good morning, guys.
What do you want?
Listen, I was just calling to give Ralph and Kevin this chance, one and only chance to jump on the bandwagon. The spring training season started yesterday. The Dodgers are 1-0. If the season were to end today, the Dodgers would be great.
If the season were to end today,
the
how happy we would be.
The season hasn't started yet. How can it end?
The Dodgers would be Grapefruit League champs for spring training.
This is a meaningless game, and they won it, and you're
how
excited
dare
about
you,
that.
First of
details,
all, how dare
details,
you.
Whatever. Details, man.
They might be meeting my beloved Seattle Mariners, who are 1-0, and the champs of the the Arizona League, too. They might be beating them in the World Series, because we're also undefeated after one game.
Oh, God, I hope there's the preseason, though. You know it's the preseason, right? I mean, you shouldn't be saying that.
But, guys,
if the season ended today.
But it was so sweet to have baseball back on the radio yesterday.
Freaking baseball.
Actually drive around and listen to actual batters and actual hitters.
You got in your car and drove around?
Well, I was in my car anyway. I'm just saying how great it was to be able to listen to baseball. That's all.
All right. Okay, good.
You want to talk to Carl in Los Angeles? He's on line three. He's got a an eating item of business for us.
God damn it.
Wow. It's going downhill
fast. Venus melting down.
Competitive eating report for us.
Carl, good morning.
Good morning. What a dude, nephew.
What a
dude. How you doing, baby boo?
Hi, Carl.
I was calling to say beer mugs only on six. The national record is 55.
55?
No.
At the Nathan's National Hot Dog Eating.
Yeah, but you know what? He's eating the buns, too.
They do too.
So do they.
They eat the buns, too. Yeah. And buns.
Everything. So do they.
Tell him he's got to dunk them in water so he can get more down.
Right, slide down right down your throat.
Oh, we'll tell him.
It's gross.
We'll tell him.
And I think they do 55 in 12 minutes.
Well, it's been 2 hours. Wow. He's on seven.
Six and a half in 2 hours.
It's about the same.
But he did have a full McDonald's breakfast this morning, too, before he started.
But that was factored into the bet.
I know.
In regards to the bet, though,
yeah.
The national championship says if you puke into your water cup and you swallow it again.
Oh, stop.
What are you doing with Carl?
You're going to say that's okay by the rules?
That's okay by the rules.
It's not okay by
that's
our
the worst
rules.
So if it's a reversal, but then you reverse the reversal, it's okay.
Yes, that's correct. Wow, that's a gross rule. All right, Carl, I think
Jesus,
we got it.
We got it.
Dear God.
Doesn't it at that point become a vomit drinking contest, though, more than an eating contest?
His name is not Hot Carl. It's just Carl.
He's hot.
Why take one call?
When you can take one call too many.
Yeah.
I want to thank the beautiful and talented and oh-so-lovely Rashida Jones for joining us today. Her show is called Unhitched, Sunday nights at 9:30 on Fox, debuting this weekend. Also, thanks to our friend Harvey Levin for stopping by. Of course, TMZ.com and TMZ Television. And thanks to the great Will Ferrell. Please go see his movie Semi-Pro at least twice. It opens everywhere today.
Monday morning, we've got an all-new Kevin and Bean show for you. We'll tell you about the Nate Dogg Stroke Project. We've got Cooking with Coolio, not kidding. And your parents slept with your friend.
That's barely a reason to do a show right there.
Your parents
you just teased.
Slept with your friend.
Why are they going to turn it and listen when I don't even want to do the show?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Cooking with Coolio.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
We are out of guests.
Pass it over to me.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Roll another one.
K-Rock.
Just like the other one.
The best tonic is chronic.
This one seems to be out. Quit.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
And I need another red.
Corbett is coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock Vampire Weekend. Hot new band. Stick around for A-Punk. Also, Nirvana on the way. Linkin Park, Incubus, and more. Have a great weekend.
Roar.
Have you ever pooped a balloon?
Just like the other one.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
This one seems to be about to end. I don't have another scent.
If you smoke marijuana, you will become an unmotivated, dysfunctional loser.
Like you're in your own little world with actually quite an ugly song, and I couldn't wait for it to finish. I really, really didn't get that.
Dude, where's my office? I totally lost it because I was half-baked, smoking doobies. Doobie Brothers, I was smoking doobies with my brothers. Peace out, Seacrest.
Thank f***ing God! This has been the longest, dullest, most uncomfortable thing I can remember ever doing. I really thought I was gonna die of boredom.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
What'd you think?
It's over.